Yeah.
You guys ever get caught masturbating in a church?
Yeah.
This is for you. Nipple hairs. I got hella long nipple hairs.
Damn.
Tie them in a knot.
Yeah.
Tie them in a knot with your tongue, bitch. You fat fucking ugly bitch.
Damn.
I love you.
Damn.
Fucking gordita.
Damn.
You disgust me, but I love you.
Damn.
You built just like a fucking quesadilla, bitch.
Damn.
You fucking sloppy. You Damn. Fucking sloppy. But I love you.
But I love you.
But
he loves you.
And your breath smells in the morning. Yeah. But I love you.
Every time you come into my city, the heart disease rate goes up by 3%.
Yeah.
But I love you.
But I love you.
Yeah. And you're cold. And your feet are cold as fuck under the blankets. But I love you.
Damn.
And I low-key fucking hate you and despise you, but I love you.
But I love you. Every time we go out, we argue, but I love you.
Damn.
But I love you.
We got a producer in the building.
Yeah.
We got a producer in the building.
I love you. They got Loera.
I love him.
Damn. Let's go, Loera.
Let's hear something. There we go. Wait.
Oh, you gotta wait.
Wait for the drop.
The eight.
Yo. I made the beat, I don't usually rap.
Damn.
I sit back and I count stacks.
Damn.
That's it.
Damn. Damn.
They don't want to see a successful wet back.
Damn. Oh.
Beaner.
Ponte las pilas.
Yeah.
Estoy en la esquina.
Damn.
Vendiendo mochilas.
There you go,
Make yeah. bootleg.
Good save. Damn.
Yeah. All right,
Jody.
With the homie Loera, yeah. Yeah. With the homie Loera, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Chilling with some morenas. Yeah.
Hey.
Cooking up in the stew.
Damn. Yeah.
You know we cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Whipping it.
Chicken chong ling fried rice. Chicken chong ling fried rice. Combo A, bitch. Combo A, bitch. Put the teriyaki with the fucking chow mein, bitch.
Damn.
It's a pussy with some chopsticks. Damn. I eat the pussy with some chopsticks. God damn, why your clip look like a dumpling?
Damn.
That shit fucking fat. Picking out your fucking lips. Your labia.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody stopping you.
Damn.
Yeah. You need to wax that hairy fucking furry little fucking kitty. Wanna put it in my lap. Meow, 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 meow.
But I love
Damn.
You.
Yeah, I love you.
Hey, Johnny went fucking crazy.
I was waiting.
It was a short beat. My bad, boss.
You gotta go in, bro.
Man, honestly, the producer should have made it longer. I don't know.
Damn.
Fair feedback.
What up?
It's your boy, NFINITDRE from the AM to the motherfucking Z, baby.
Johnny, what's up?
It's your boy, Gazelle.
And it's your boy, Beto.
Yes, sir. We're back in the building with the man who cooks up every single beat you guys hear at the intro of every single podcast.
You think your mom cooked
it?
Loera in the motherfucking building.
Ooh. Yes, sir. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Show him some fucking love, because I know a lot of you, your favorite fucking segment is just the intros.
Yeah.
So show Loera some fucking respect.
Someone made a compilation of our intros. Did you just see
that? Did they really?
No, they didn't.
They should.
But somebody should. You know?
I'm gonna come after it.
He said. Here's the idea.
Who's better than the PLP hate page?
That's crazy. You guys have hate pages, fan pages.
They don't really hate us.
They pop up on my feed too. So one of you guys follow them for sure.
I don't follow them. Fuck.
Damn.
I don't follow the hate page.
Oh, you follow the fan page?
Yeah.
You a fan?
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
Fuck that. I don't even listen to us.
Nah, I'm my biggest fan, I think.
You guys are whack.
I keep reporting this podcast and they don't take it down.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Me too. I try to get copyright claims all the time. It never goes through.
Just
one of them did. So one of them got in.
Yeah.
That one was funny. That was like a year ago.
Explain that to us.
Yeah.
No, explain that shit.
Yeah, I got you. So I remember it was like a year ago. I was fucking, I like to wake up the podcast, brush my teeth and shit, and then I hear this Mulalo just start calling me a bitch, talking about I want my money, bitch. Like, what
no.
can I do?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, like I must have done something terrible. But I remember earlier that week I got the same email about that same beat, so my shit got claimed. I was like, what the fuck, like how do I,
the guy who made the music, copyright
at first, because it's a collab with another producer, so at first I thought he was coming after his shit, and I was like, oh, okay, facts, because
yeah,
the beat
off
caught,
my sack.
It caught traction on YouTube, so it was like 16-15k views at the time, so people were using it,
light work, whatever.
And then I don't know, I some fucking rapper, he just downloaded it, didn't even buy it, and then he goes releases a project on Spotify. And shout out to this other dude, because at the same time he, another guy bought the beat. He was trying to get the exclusive, but he was like, nah, you charging too much. And I was like, fair, low key.
Fair, I'm a scumbag.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
All right, you got the bag.
So he hits me up too, and he's like, yo, like, I got this email, this guy's trying to take my shit down, like, is that you? I'm like, nah, what the fuck. Like, so I do some digging, I Shazam like that beat, and it, I found the song through Shazam. So tip, you want to find out people use your shit, just use Shazam, and it,
oh shit,
pops up. Yeah. So I find it, and then I hit up Spotify immediately, like, hey, this fool didn't do the, like, he didn't pay for the beat. I think only one of my beats was used on his project. So he claims it. I go through YouTube to get the strike off, and then Spotify is like, quit, because I had everything I needed to prove that I
was. Did you DM that fool though, or what?
Nah. Because he didn't even DM me that he was gonna do that. So I was like, what the fuck? Fuck this fool. Like,
yeah.
But why did you shit up his house?
He didn't want to talk about that. He said he didn't want to talk about that.
Oh, you can't talk about that.
Oh, okay. All right, all right.
We didn't want to take it there just yet. Let's keep it, we'll keep it online.
Yeah, damn.
That's cool. Yeah, but Spotify took his shit down. So that was step one. I was happy as fuck. I was like, fuck this fool.
But then, was like Lil Wayne.
I just didn't know how to get the claim off of your video.
It's okay,
that's
bro.
Not good. That's not bad.
Oh, they changed it.
But it was so funny. I was like, yo, I had to text this fool Lalo, like, hey, that wasn't me. I have to, I myself am going through something similar, sir.
But, please don't stop working with me.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please, I see the views. Hold on. I need y'all. But now that.
When was the first time this fool, did this fool reach out to you?
Come on, man. You know me. I know talent when I see it. He reached out to me.
Nah, number one scout.
I mean,
right there.
Me and Lalo have fucking just been in the DMs way back.
That's kind of cute. That's
on some no homo shit. Yeah. Pause.
Oh, wow. I'm getting kind of jealous.
So
I DM you all the time.
That's your cousin.
I don't know if your fan base knows this about you, but you were doing like YouTube videos.
Yeah, my fan base is right here.
Bro, I used to watch him too.
Oh yeah, oh right here.
And he was like, he's like, yo, I'm pretty sure I don't know how you knew I was making beats. Anyway, I think it was because before that we had already linked with the homies right here, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So another, try to work with
another
some rappers.
Producer. Another producer.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh yeah, can I use some of your stuff so it's not copyright? Like, I could get away with using it. Fuck yeah, like all day. And I sent some stuff and my shit was kind of whack, bro. Like, I didn't make like the West Coast beats,
hey,
bro.
Hey, wait, somebody say, but wait for nobody fucking decided to be. Well, like, nah, you're good, you're good. Everyone's just like, what? Nah, you're go on.
He's talking about his early stuff, though.
Yeah, my early shit. Yeah, no, bro.
The only one that could have saved them was you, bro. You're the one asking him for his shit.
No, I was looking this way.
I don't remember his early stuff.
Dude, I remember this. He put out a video, and this one beat, I was so fucking proud of it. I remade the melody for the song Jersey by Future. Because when I heard the song, I was like, hold on now. I heard that same bell, like, using my shit, so. It's this thing called Nexus. A thing. So I loaded up the bell, made the beat, and then just added my own drums to it, sent it to him, and I heard that shit in the video.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that shit kind of hard, bro. Like,
damn.
So that was the beginning of it.
Yeah. What year was that, though? You remember?
2015, 16? 17, 18?
You're still in high school?
16.
Damn, you're talking to high school kids?
I wasn't even vlogging.
Yeah. I think I was either a senior year or I was like fucking fresh, like not freshman, junior.
Because how old are you now?
25.
Yeah. Five. So you must have been what?
Junior? I was for sure like 18.
So Lalo texted you that you're thick, and then what happened?
I guess I
left him on red.
I said,
bro.
I said his beats are thick.
Double.
Oh. I mean thick.
Yeah, yeah.
I said.
Good save.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. But yeah, no, it was that because
they pick you up after school.
It's you're just
was the original beat Loera from the start.
Yeah, it should have been. No, I used a couple beats and then like
damn.
That the whole fucking
fake, bro. You're not.
No, I just used like a basic one.
Beats. Fucked up, bro.
I'll beat your ass. Thing is, you just started going through that copyright strain where everything just started getting demonetized. You can't use no more music. That's why I was using the other one because you still were able to use it at the time. Remember how you could get away with everything back in the day? You could use anyone's song, anyone with a background.
Facts, bro.
That's why David Dobrik was so successful because he uses everybody's fucking songs for the fucking before like you know that whole fucking shit started happening. And then when that started happening, I got like a whiff of it because I was watching.
I was making T-Pain famous again.
I was watching YouTube videos of like vloggers like stop. They were
using copyrighted songs.
Copyright like yeah. and they were just wave you over to like a new program that was just gonna be just copyright free music.
Before it was limited, no, like you could only use like 20 seconds
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now not at all. Like, you can't.
Yeah, you got to get like 15 stupid. Seconds now 10, or 10. 10 seconds. Yeah, some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
But back then, everybody was going to copyright free. And you will see, like, if you go to the copyright free music on YouTube, they would go like 10, 20 million views because everybody started going that way. You know, like, they just type in rock song background and they go in. So I was like, I don't want to sound like everybody else. I don't want like sounds in the background like everybody else. I want like different mm-hmm. shit, but copyright free, obviously, still.
Yeah.
That's why I reached out to him. That was the whole thing.
So you were using him?
Yeah.
Damn.
Essentially.
Man. And you didn't know it?
Damn.
I knew what he was doing, but also at the same time, like, bro, it's people who are going to be able to hear my shit. Like,
yeah.
The fuck not?
And I told him that's just the beginning. I was like, you're always going to have, like, in the description, everything. Like,
yeah.
Your link, your bios, your link, and everything's going to be there.
Nice.
That's my thing, like,
business.
If the beats just sit in the hard drive, it's like, whatever. Like, they're not even doing nothing. Might as well just send it. He could use it in the video. Maybe somebody's like, yo, what the fuck, that's a cool beat, where'd you get it? And then I don't know. But
who are some of the people that you looked up to when you're making beats?
I don't really make beats like that, but
yeah.
when I
for sure metro Boomin.
Want some s'mores?
Metro Boomin.
Finish
Southside.
Huh?
Finish it.
Oh, Metro wants some s'mores.
S'mores.
Finish it, though.
Metro Boomin wants some s'mores.
I'll do it on camera.
Homie.
Yeah. So him, Southside, kind of Kanye for his sampling.
Oh, okay.
But his drums are like always, I don't know. I don't
you
like
you mean like the soul type of samples and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I always thought those were cool, but the drums, I mean, I like bass, so like trap shit.
Yeah.
So when Metro Southside, they started doing that, I was like, bro, this is fucking fire. And obviously, like, some rappers I would listen to, Future, mm-hmm. came with Metro. I used to listen to like boom bap shit too. That's when I first started. It was like boom bap early,
like that backpacking type
yeah
shit.
Exactly. That's yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it.
And that's why I liked his fucking beats.
You like that?
I liked his beats for that,
for the backpack vibe,
for the
boom bap.
They were different, bro, but they weren't working.
Yeah.
So you just got
they were working for me.
It's more so like the kind of artist that's gonna pick it up, huh?
Yeah.
They're gonna like
go back.
They're gonna talk about minerals and zeros
and rocks and shit. I feel you.
Yeah.
He's gonna get West Side Gun.
They're gonna talk about elements and shit.
Yeah. But for sure, Metro is probably like my favorite producer.
Fuck yeah, Metro's a shit.
He's leading the way, bro. He dropped an album that outsold rappers, and that's
insane. That album's hard as fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Super. I used to ride the Metro.
Yeah.
You know who I remember fucking in high school who was like, damn, I gotta learn FL?
Mustard.
Young Chop.
Oh.
Young Chop.
Young Chop.
Yeah.
Young Chop.
Young Chop was that dude, bro.
Yeah.
That shit, so I remember that shit. I was like, I'm going to learn FL Studio. I was ass. But it was fun.
I used to hate on it because it looked like it looked like a game, bro. I was like, what is this? But I was using GarageBand, so just loops that they had. Like, Apple would make fucking loops, and some of them were hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I had a homie from high school. His shout out, the homie Dirty Sosa. He was
on Love Sosa?
The big
he's lit, bro. He's lit. He has a song with Saweetie and Draco the Ruler. He's from Fontana, bro. So that's fire, bro.
Yeah,
look what you did. You made fun of him.
So he was like, oh yeah, you should use FL Studio. Like, so I went home, tried it. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, so I just watched YouTube videos. YouTube is the shit, bro. Like, that shit pretty much taught me how to,
bro, legit. You can learn everything on fucking YouTube nowadays. Yeah. Literally fucking anything. It's just like it's a search engine now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the second largest search engine.
That's crazy.
Is it, you never see it that way. A search engine?
Huh? I think it is now. I think it started as like a video sharing platform. Yeah. But now it's like, nah, this is just a search engine.
TikTok too.
Yeah. TikTok actually.
For real.
They're making their way up too, because people will literally just go on TikTok and be like, how to fucking make.
There's things that I'd rather
search up on TikTok.
How to tie it.
There's things that I'd rather search up on TikTok than.
Yeah.
It's faster. Because
it's shorter too, huh? Because on YouTube, you'd hate, bro. You'd be like, how to fucking, I don't know, make a skillet.
Like sticking nuts.
And then they're like, yeah, when I was 3 years old, my mom taught me how to make a skillet. I was this. I was that. And you're like,
nah, they got shorts.
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe. And
it's the same food selling dogs, and you're just like, bro, get the fuck out.
R.I.P. your mom, but get on with it, bro.
And they have their fucking intro with like techno music.
It's a Loetta beat, bro. Relax.
Hey, Chucky Beats was cool too. I don't know if he's still making. That's the name, right?
Chucky Beats.
Lozano?
No.
Chucky Beats. There's a lot of them that I follow. It's like Batman for sure is one of them. I don't know if you ever heard of Wonderlust or Lonely Boy. I've used a lot of their beats actually.
And they're on YouTube?
Yeah. They're like YouTube beat makers and shit.
I used to be in tune with who the big producers were, because I would try to like mimic how the fuck
they're changing all the time though.
Oh yeah,
there's always like some dude that'll be on top for like a month or two, and then they're just like, they get signed to a label, you never hear about their shit because they gotta sell their catalog to the label or whatever, or get it cleared.
Yeah,
so you never hear about these motherfuckers, and then all of a sudden, like, I think J. Cole was right, that he used somebody's YouTube beat.
That was so fire.
Yeah, and I was like, that was kind of dope, you know.
And then he ran his prices up through the roof now.
Yeah. So now
that was scumbag for sure. Yeah. But I would too. Like, you just got J. Cole on a song.
Hey, J. Cole played on my shit a thousand a beat now.
That was Batman, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
How about Batman?
See, but you didn't hear it on the song. You didn't hear fucking J. Cole like, yeah, and you just hear Batman.
Yeah, because he put, I think J. Cole typed in like J. Cole type beat, no? On on YouTube. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
He had to search his
but I pray to get at that level one day where I could just put Dreams type beat.
You know? They could put PLP type beat.
Yeah.
It's all Loera shit.
I have to start. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody has their own beat, like Lalo type beat, but I don't. It's Johnny type beat. Crazy.
No, you should do that, Laura. POP type beats.
POP type beats.
Like, on the thing. Hard.
Nah, you be going crazy, but for real. I've been listening to this shit. I'm like, damn, we're not doing this shit just. Isn't that funny too, to be like, this fool is perfecting his craft and we're over here fucking, Drew's over here talking about fucking asshole hairs and shit over it.
That's bars though.
Yeah.
Sometimes things get deep on here, you know.
I'm sure you're perfecting your craft too, right?
Yeah.
They should get deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
Is there an artist that you would want to like make a beat for? Like the artistry that you want to make a beat for?
I'll say it once again.
Jenny 69.
I don't really make
Jenny 69.
I mean, just because it might happen. Oh, Jeezy.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Oh, Jeezy for sure.
Talk about it.
That's all the world right there.
Nah, but I've been it would be for sure. Oh, Jeezy. It would be Draco the Ruler because he's.
That's the homie.
Oh, Jeezy's the homie now.
That would have been a great sync, by the way.
Yeah. So hopefully, I had sent him something, but if not, we're going to keep working.
Yeah, of course.
It'll happen. But if not him, I mean, just West Coast artists right now, Draco the Ruler.
Well, like Alive or Dead. Okay, so pick the room.
What about Drake's son? I saw he's just started making music.
That fool's ass.
You want to send him some beats?
Johnny, maybe
he'll use them.
He's a little kid.
I might. I don't know. I was thinking about it. I would need his number or like an email. But
yeah, I got you.
Kid got talent. I mean, shit.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Adonis
type beat?
He should have hopped off that beat. That's what he should have
done.
He's hating on a little kid.
Bro, that's 6 years old.
He's killing it, bro.
He should have been dropping shit.
He's the coolest kid ever, bro. He's Drake's son. That's fucking.
Bro, he's legit getting girls like right off the rip. Like,
six, bro.
Like when he goes to school, bro, like, oh, just because he's Drake's kid, bro.
I don't think he cares about it.
He's going to public school? You think Drake's putting his kid at...
He goes to MP Miller?
He's putting his kid in TJ Porter?
He goes to Burke?
Yo, your library card.
Hell no, kids in private school. No one's going to know what he fucking does till it's like... You know.
Wait, hold on. Let me say it for the clip on TikTok. Did you guys hear that?
Okay.
Drake's son is dropping music now?
Hey, Johnny, go ahead.
That fool's ass. That fool's ass, bro.
Johnny, how you hating on a six-year-old, bro? That's crazy.
It's ghostwritten already.
That fool's got a ghostwriter. No shit.
I would've done it.
What if
it's Drake's?
He hired a ghostwriter for his son? I'd be like, that's crazy.
That's smart. Mm-hmm.
What if his son is his ghostwriter?
What was that one kid, that little white kid who was like dropping... No, motherfucker. Maddie B or some shit?
Oh, yeah. He was hard. Maddie B, the rapper with the hat.
All the little white girls were in love with that kid, bro.
Really?
You guys never seen him?
Yeah, I don't know.
He was like a Kidz Bop. I don't think he was on Kidz Bop, but he was definitely like a Kidz Bop type kid.
He was like Jacob Sartorius.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He had bars too.
Oh, that little white boy.
Yeah.
Bro, I thought you were talking about Matt Ox. You know Matt Ox?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah,
that was in my top five of all time. J.
Right
Cole,
up, right up, Cole. Right
Kendrick
above
Lamar, Matty V,
and then Tupac. That's crazy.
And then Jenny 69, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Top five. No,
hey, top five. Damn.
So how's your sound like evolving? Like, are you trying to like go venture in off into other, like for example,
like Spanish?
I had overheard you. You said that you've never done like a lo-fi beat. Like that's not basically your style and shit. But what are some of the other sounds that you're kind of venturing off into?
I mean, I've always wanted to do, and I still do trap.
Yeah.
So always doing that. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, to be honest, there's a couple of different subgenres within rap that I would want to do, like R&B. Well, I guess R&B is not rap, but
yeah,
it might be. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But there's like slow tempo beats that I want to make, or right now I'm kind of just doing like faster tempo, anything like 100, like the DJ Mustard BPM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit. What's your bread and butter? What do you think is your bread and butter?
Like sound wise?
Sound wise, like that it's your go to, you know, you can whatever it is, you can
kind of. For sure, West Coast. Right now, I mean, that's all I've been making for the past 2 years. So mm-hmm. I haven't tried to make anything else. I will have like ideas and I'll start them, but I'll be like, nah, shit whack. Like,
yeah.
Cause it's just, I don't know, maybe I just don't find it as like, it gets the creativeness out of me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But there are like trap beats that I would hear and I'm like, fuck, bro, like
it's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think you ever like challenge yourself with like a cumbia or something like that, something different?
You have made
or like country,
not cumbia, but I've done reggaeton. That shit,
oh yeah,
is a different beast. Like, oh. I was literally just typed in on YouTube like how to do the percussions, because even that, like the percussions is its own rhythm and
yeah,
you have to get that down. Do you guys know who Tiny is? The producer for Bad Bunny, and like he pretty much created the new sound.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I met him.
You did? I know Biggie. Oh.
I didn't mean Tiny like T.I.'s.
Nah. He has a really dope video out where he's like just deconstructing one of his beats, and I was like, tune the fuck in. Like, how? Because yeah, like, dude, it sounds sick.
What's that one YouTube channel there? They talk to the producers?
It's Nardwar.
Wayne Wave?
I forget.
Nardwar.
Is it?
I forget what it was. It might be Genius. I forget, but there's definitely
It is Genius.
There's a whole series where they just go talk to producers like after a song blows up.
It's Genius. Yeah.
And it was funny because I remember
when they did Hit Boy and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
I remember they did one with when Blueface blew up with that. What's that one song?
Blueface Baby.
He was like, baby, yeah. And the producer was like, nah. He was just like, yeah, like I made it for him like 15 minutes. Like honestly, I didn't think much of it.
Yeah, it's always that. Huh,
it was like, I thought that was one of my worst songs.
Nah, that's how it is.
It was just funny. It was just funny to hear the producer going like, I thought it was ass, bro. But he didn't really say it like that. But essentially, like that was like the vibe he was giving.
It was like 2 a.m. We ordered McDonald's.
And yeah, he was like, he just gave him like one of his like throwaway beats. And then Blueface did his thing. And he's like off beat and shit. Because like, he's like kind of like, if you watch that video, he's kind of dissing Blueface a little bit by saying like, oh yeah, he's not on beat. But you know, it's what the people are listening to nowadays and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Well, that was his thing, huh? Blueface.
I wouldn't do it that way.
Was to be off.
I don't even know if that's his thing. I think he's just. Maybe actually,
you don't say it.
Because I've heard him be on beat.
Maybe he's just ass. I don't know.
I feel like that's the style LA is. Yeah. Though. A lot of LA rappers are off beat, and I'll notice it. Like, there's this rapper, Frosty the Snowman. Maybe I shouldn't say this.
I've heard a lot of, like,
just kidding, you're dope.
I've heard a lot of Bay Area, like, rappers be like that, where a lot of Bay Area rappers will just, like, they're talking. That's what E-40 used to do and shit.
Yeah.
Like, he would just talk, like, basically. Yeah. Like, and it wouldn't even. He would land on beat, but. He's rapping through it with like a run-on sentence almost through most of it.
So how would it sound?
Just
cool. I got broccoli. It's like, nobody's stopping me. And it's like...
Buzz down, Tatiana.
Yeah.
By the way, I like that song.
Yeah, it goes hard in the club. So it's like, you know, it works.
I want to see. Yeah, it's hard. No, yeah, I'm a big fucking... If it sounds cool, I don't give a fuck what they're saying.
Yeah.
I'll be real. You can be saying I suck dick. I really don't care.
You ever look at it?
Nah.
You're gonna be bumping it.
She's gonna say that shit in the car.
Hard.
I like how that sentence was so normal to me. I was ready to just ask the next question.
No, but like even like the girl songs, right? Like
lit my pussy. Yeah.
Yeah, like shit.
My
like
booty
that.
Hole
like,
brown.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. My pussy pink, but cat. By the way, because we saw the video.
Yeah.
That was cat vision. Wasn't pink, but
that was sexy red.
Yeah.
Bro, the comments were fucking crazy. They were like, "I bet that room fucking stank." I was like,
"Hey, yo."
That shit smell like.
But that's what's in right now is the hood ratchet bitches.
But I like that shit, bro. I'll bump it if it sounds hard,
especially if the homies.
I remember when
it's the homies beat. Ski. If it's the homie made that beat.
Oh yeah, I'll dig.
Hey, right females now. Are carrying rap right now.
Well, fuck it. I remember like a good one. Well, what's her name again? Fucking
Ice Spice.
Ice Spice. Yeah, when she blew up with that fucking song.
Someone good enough.
They been blowing up since Cardi B.
So but like motherfuckers were in the like comments. Like I remember like seeing it on Worldstar.
Yeah.
All the comments were hating. I'm like, bro, this
shit. Look at that Ronald McDonald.
You guys seen like at her concerts and shit, it's like a whole bunch of guys and they're like, I'm a munch.
That'd be me, no cap.
All day.
But like, I feel like with these girls, it's like I'm sound like a dick, but I feel like there's a formula to like compared to dudes. Dudes like they let the talent come out, but like with these like female rappers, like they have to like look good. You know what I mean?
Stop being so misogynistic.
Look at this, Johnny.
Look at this Andrew Tate dick gobbler over here.
Look, there's this,
or else people trash on them as well.
Who is that? Oh, there's this female rapper that J. Cole had signed. That
Ari Lennox?
No, it was a rapper. It's this girl.
She's R&B.
She's a rapper.
No, I'm saying Ari Lennox is R&B.
Oh, yeah.
I love her.
She's fucking lyrical, bro. Hella lyrical. Like, she's writing for other guy artists and shit. Like, she's that dope. I'm trying to think of her name because I don't want to disrespect her. It's, but like, she's Beyonce fucking shit. Yeah, but she's cool as fuck, bro. And she's like humble and shit.
I actually know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember her name for the life of me, but I'll come back to me.
Jamie, can you search that up?
Yeah.
I was literally about to.
Thanks, Jamie. Yeah.
He just puts girl rapper who can rap. Name's like Ice Spice.
But see, like all I'm saying is, like, a lot of people will trash on a female artist if she don't look good. They'll be like, oh, she raps good, but she busted. You know, like, compared to a dude, it's like, you don't give a fuck how a dude looks. It's just raps and that's it.
That's not true. Because that's not true. Remember the, I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch. Those bitches were busted, bro.
But City Girls? Didn't blow up.
That wasn't City Girls.
No, but City Girls, the bitches are hard as fuck too.
Yeah.
But they didn't blow up either.
Yeah, they did.
What?
I feel like the argument against that might be like the SoundCloud wave though. Because like Lil Pump had all the face tats and dreads. Yeah. And he was number one. So
just get it.
People were trashing his look. Like fucking old people and shit. But
you know he's from Redlands?
No, that's Lil Xan, brother.
That's Lil Xan.
Lil Pump is from Florida.
Oh yeah, that's right, he is.
Yeah.
Gucci Gang. What a bop.
For sure, bro.
He's in my top five.
He's just doing
all time.
It's crazy how big that song blew up.
He's just doing houses now, no? Whatever, like just buying houses and shit, he said.
I'm not sure. I've seen him on
Lil Pump doing real estate.
Yeah, now when him not going out and selling you houses and shit. Nah, we had a couple parties here. Like, no.
That's what works for Century 21.
I think he just lets his money work with like houses.
He just has to be careful.
It was Rhapsody.
I mean, being real, bro, a hit like Gucci Gang. That's paying you the rest of your life. You don't need to work ever, bro.
You think so?
Gucci Gang?
Yeah. Is it? You think so?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, royalties.
There's some of these beats though where it's like it doesn't even matter who would have rapped on it. Like that shit was gonna be like big no matter what. Like,
think so?
Nah.
Gucci Gang, bro.
It's a mixture of everything, bro.
What that song did was make it cool for fucking songs to be 2 minutes long or a minute 30.
That's why all my songs are that long.
Wait, what the song was is like everyone kept repeating it. It's so short that it just keeps climbing.
Yeah.
And
then he dropped Ooh too.
Oh, it's like Ooh? Short content. It's like kind of like the short content, but of songs.
It's a TikTok of songs, yeah.
Pretty much.
Because I just said,
I have heard songs though. That. But I'm like, oh, I wish this was longer. I do feel that sometimes now.
But then what do? You replay it.
Bro, like that new Bad Bunny and Drake song. That's just 2 minutes long, bro.
And you want to replay it every time and shit?
Yeah
exactly.
It's more about a stream than it is about.
Yeah,
you know,
hey, Loera, from now on, you send this 2 minute shit, bro.
Yeah. What we just do?
Damn,
John didn't even get a bar.
Yeah. Thank God, bro. Low key, that's probably one of my favorite intros.
Hey, Johnny's getting better, bro. Low key.
Hey, have you seen the comments?
Yeah,
Johnny, they've been gassing you in the comments.
Yeah, that's what's gonna be ass. Watch, I'm fuck it up.
Damn.
But that female rapper I was talking about, her name's Rhapsody, and she's a beast, bro. She's a beast. Like, she
wasn't that like a music streaming platform back in the day?
Yeah Rhapsody.
It was.
Rhapsody. Isn't that a Tyga song?
So creative.
Rhapsody's dope. Yeah. I know her. Rhapsody. I remember I was in high school, we used to listen to music, and I was like, who the fuck is this spitting? I was like, who's Rhapsody, bro?
This is Griselda,
like,
motherfucker.
Yeah, her voice was cool. I was like, damn, that shit tight.
And she'd be spitting.
Have you guys ever seen that girl on Instagram? Which I'm sure she's on other platforms too, but I've seen her on Instagram, but she'll rap.
Rhapsody, if you want to smash, what's up?
She's a big girl, but instead of like, you know how like they, it's like a trend to have skinny that girls, old school microphone. No, no, it's like a trend to have that like
Mister.
Yeah, like the. Like
what's that?
Like the announcer.
WWE.
You don't know about that?
Rumble. It's WWE.
WWE. Some guy used to go in the middle of the ring and do this, and they would drop a mic from the ceiling.
That shit would take forever.
And y'all know. Why are you looking at me like I know that?
I didn't look at you like
you're
you
talking
knew
about
that?
Like the boxing announcers when they hold the fucking mic.
Yeah, that mic. Yeah. But it's like a trend, right? So instead of doing that, though, she'll put like a fucking donut because she's a big girl, or she'll put like a fucking burger.
Get the fuck.
But she got bars, bro.
I think her name's like Chica.
Yeah, chocolate bars.
Huh? All right, Johnny, you're one to talk about.
That's why.
That's fucked up, bro.
All right, drop it in the comments. You guys thought that was fucked up.
But that's crazy. You know what's crazy to me is sometimes I'd be listening to like, I go back and try to listen to instrumentals of things, and I'm like, this beat is literally nothing. Like the rapper made like the song, you know? Like,
what's a good example?
Fuck, dude.
In your opinion,
there's plenty of them, but off the top of my head, I can't. Oh, good, Johnny. But there's sometimes like, how did you have a vision for this song? Yeah. Like, there was literally like, it's just literally like a bass and like a framework, basically. It's like a skeleton, and then they just go in and they make it into a fucking hit. And you're like, how the fuck did that happen? Like, it speaks to another level of like what an artist could do. You know,
I have
I can't do that.
A good example of that. I forgot the name of the song, but it's by Beyonce. They'll put a ring on it. If you just hear the instrumental, beat is bad. Like, dude, I remember it was a TikTok.
A lot of clapping and shit. No?
Yeah, it is. This fucking weird ass like horn that's just playing. And then the comments were like, how the fuck did Beyonce hear this and say, oh, yeah, this is a smash? Like,
yeah,
exactly.
It's crazy. An example of that. Like, she just did her thing on it. It just shows the artistry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Stupid Hole by Nicki Minaj. It's the same similar beat. It's annoying as fuck, but she's turned it into something else.
Damn, I haven't heard of that song in forever. Yeah.
He said single hole. That's what come out of your head. That's the song planted in your head.
Well, because it's not
single hole by Nicki Minaj.
No, Stupid Hole. It's similar. It's similar beat. But yeah, it's true. It's true where there's like, sometimes like June said, artists will just carry that fucking song. Mm. Sometimes the beat will fucking carry the artist, dude.
But then there's beats like that. Exactly. Like for example, and not to say that this motherfucker didn't go off, but the fuck, that Baby Keem song. What is it?
Is it? Dun, dun,
dun,
dun,
that
dun,
one?
Dun, dun.
Yeah.
Bumming
that. Oh, that fucking.
Coming
at. Yeah, that is a mixture.
Isn't that your song? Heaven on Earth.
It is basically, but let's not talk about
that. No, the horns are crazy. No, there's something to be said for either the producer can carry the song or the artist. And sometimes usually I feel like
Bless the Bottle's a fucking perfect example. Anybody would make it with that beat.
Or hot by
I don't know about that.
By Metro.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Bless the Bottle's like that's a hit.
If any other rapper
made that, I feel like that's a hit because it's a mixture of both.
Is Dreddo Beast, right?
Boom.
That's
it. Boom.
Who?
Boom.
Is Dreddo Beast? That's artist?
What are you talking about?
I don't know the artist.
The artist,
I know the song though.
It's the speaker knockers.
You're the DJ. You should know that.
It is Radio Bass.
Rico's and
He's just trying to flex. God. He's trying to look for.
Okay. Nah, I'm sorry. I'm not tuned in like that.
You're the DJ.
My bad though.
You should know that.
It's Radio Bass. And then, what's another song that fucking made it? Okay, like all the YG beats too. They're all like super dope ass beats.
That's Mustard.
LS.
There
was the homie Mustaza.
Mustard.
Take the Race. Not that he didn't do his thing on the song, but that beat. Every rapper was fucking using that shit during that time, and like Lil Wayne used it and everything. So I remember seeing some guy was like, damn, imagine being that producer and like now you have fucking Lil Wayne rapping on your shit off of like this little ass kid who used it.
What's your favorite beat of all time? I gotta know this.
Ooh,
damn.
I feel like I know mine.
While you think of that, I would say like Bad Bunny Monaco, that one song right now. Everybody's sampling that shit right now.
It's hype.
You know, actually November 15th, I have a song coming out.
With Bad Bunny?
No. Monica.
You didn't tell us this shit?
It's just with A Bunny.
But you know me.
You said A Bunny?
You know me. I don't like to collaborate with small artists.
I didn't hear him. What did he say?
Johnny said he's not collabing with Bad Bunny. He's collabing with A Bunny.
A Bunny.
Just some money shit.
Yeah, just the hair and arm and shit.
I don't know if you thought of your beat though, but for me, it's the
well, hold on. What you
saying? I was dropping a song.
No, hold on.
November 15th.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
November 15th, I'm dropping a song. Actually, it's called Woodwork. It's going to be on all platforms coming soon. And also, me and Loetta, we got some stuff. He sent me some beats. So I'm working on those too. And with that being said, what's your favorite beat?
To the shots.
I want to see like an EP between you two. I've not already told you this individually.
Well, that's what we're working on.
Like, I think I've told you.
PLP Presents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do with all the rappers that we've had on before. But I wanted like an EP just you two, like Mustard and YG, how they just that all the beats are just him, and it was just different styles of everything. And it's just like
we should have a PLP cipher.
That's why I think I ran the idea by this already.
I better be on that shit.
You're just on the drum machine and you're just fucking cooking right then and there.
Let me just be in the back, bro. I don't need to be.
That's why you be on the switch.
Be in the cut.
No, yeah, but you're cooking up like a beat, like on the drum machine and shit, and then that'd be sick. Yeah, I think that'd be dope too.
I'll be there with your vocal chops.
I fucking love
Woodwork drops November 15th.
I love beats when they're fucking made, but for me that like makes me like go crazy is when they get a sample and they make it to something way fucking else, dude. Like when you hear that shit, like it's like a song from like the 80s or 60s and they turn it into something else. To me, that's like fucking dope, dude. Like,
yeah,
that's pretty common.
Because there's a lot of
I know it's common, but I'm saying I love it when they do that.
Well, right now,
I wanted to show you guys. Is that cool if I show you guys my favorite beat of all time?
Nah, I don't want
to
hear that.
Oh, hold on. Woodwork drops November
15th. You're going to get us copyrighted, bro.
Nah, it's
too Bethel talked over. So, well, hold on. Woodwork drops November 15th.
Is it this one?
Tucci.
You all know?
Yeah.
Like anybody would have made it off this
beat. Pill in his drink. Yeah, we're not.
That's wild, Johnny. I know that's already
that
a bar.
That verse is wild, huh?
But that's wild.
Was that Rick Ross?
It was. Drop Molly all in her champagne.
You know.
What the fuck?
We fucking wrong. Fucking.
That beat is fucking crazy.
Damn, you stumped me with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a couple. I mean, I'm going to just say Stick Talk by Future. Mm. Every time I hear that beat. Oh, you know what?
Which one is it?
Nah, I just thought of it. It is a Future song. There's a song called Last Breath by Future and Metro Boomin. It was for the movie Creed 1. I recommend if y'all need to work out and need hype, bro, just listen to that. They sample the Rocky, like, that shit. Fire.
And obviously, they ran it by them because Creed.
So,
everybody go. What's your top five beats of all time?
For me, it's the song you're dropping on November 15th. Oh, Lord.
I think it's
that's hard. But whenever they put church bells on a fucking song, bro.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I'm walking down the aisle and shit.
Well, that's
some random wedding.
That's how I feel about strings. Like when I hear like Explosive or some shit like that. Like those fucking chords. Like no matter what, that fucking song is gonna pop. And so many people have fucking sampled that song.
Which
like,
wait, which one?
Explosive. The one that goes. That, we just sound like an Axe commercial right now and shit. Remember this shit back in the day?
Explosive. This was like way before your time.
West Coast shit.
Like a thousand years ago.
Shit, way before your time. It's like 2 years younger and shit.
Where were you when 9/11 happened? That's an insider.
Insider.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I was in like kinder, bro. Probably had an early day that day. Fucking excited. I don't know, bro.
A lot of people had an
early day. You excited to see the buildings go down?
Nah, just that I was not in school no more, bro. Don't clip me like that.
I was in kindergarten when that shit happened, actually.
I don't remember.
Maybe I was in preschool.
Because we were in kindergarten. Oh, you weren't. You were in fourth grade. For the fourth time.
I was going on a date.
You guys know this one?
He was talking to some old girl.
Lalo, you're connected to the Bluetooth. You can just play it.
I don't want to get connected to it.
Hey.
Is that Anderson .Paak?
No.
It's not like Anderson .Paak.
Is this Bruno Mars?
It's Kendrick.
Oh, this is the chill shit.
This is like the shit I fuck to.
Mm.
It's Now or Never. I don't know if you heard that one.
Oh yeah.
So high, can't touch. Hey, do you ever?
Now we're just all looking at.
Do you ever do that where like
it's a beat, bitch.
Where people are talking and then like you're having a conversation, right? Is that Billie Jean?
That'd be
but that's hard. What I said right now, like imagine that in conversation, like we're talking like completely about something different, and then you're like, you know, this is sampled from like this, right?
Do you ever do that shit? Oh, that's a good cut.
You know, Hit Boy made this beat, right? You just be like,
Hit Boy from Rialto?
Yeah.
Don't do it anymore, but I've done that. I've been that person. It's like.
I still do that shit to this day.
But that's nerding out on shit that you like, though. That's cool.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is.
Make it annoying to people who's with you all the time.
Well, people that aren't into music, yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. Who the fuck isn't into music? Whoa.
Like, they're not, like, trying to make it.
Ah, I got you. They're not trying to make it. It's like, bro, music.
They're not on the creative side of it. They're just like, we listen to Bad Bunny because it makes it shake ass.
All right, check all the girls over here.
Yeah. I like. What is. I think Johnny was DJing. I was like, hey, bro, last week at the Halloween party, I was like, Johnny, can you put a song for me, Bad Bunny? He's like, which one? I'm like, the one that goes, yeah. I'm like, all right. Bad Bunny, baby.
Let me Shazam that.
Do that shit.
You got a song or what?
I have a song.
Go.
I think this is such a dope-ass fucking beat that was sampled. This one. Diablo.
Oh, yeah.
It's Mac Miller.
Huh? Yeah, it's Mac Miller.
This song is so fucking sick. That the way he did it.
The song is sick.
What? Pitch it down.
Did it, you say he produced it though?
Some of
I like Mac Miller. That's like one of my top songs for him. So I know what you're saying. That shit's fire. Yeah. Or Rain on that same album. Oh, fucking love that beat. We're gonna nerd out of Mac Miller now.
That's been staples with him, huh?
Yeah.
A huge producer for me would also be Kanye. I think that is fucking insane too. Like
when you like his political views and stuff like that.
I don't give a fuck about that. He's an artist. Like it's dope. What the fuck he dropped, bro? Like all the shit he fucking did, dude. Like in high school, middle school, that shit's fucking insane. Another producer I also fuck with is Rick Rubin. I think he's just fucking crazy too.
Who's that?
I have no idea who that is. But you know why Kanye fucking named the song Through the Wire? Go ahead, Dreams.
Because it's car accident.
How do you feel about the conflict between Palestine and Israel?
for me, Kanye's top two, and he's not two.
He's not two?
No.
Because of political views? That's crazy.
Not two, that's political views.
I clipped that.
I fuck with him.
For his political views?
Everything.
Especially?
Everything, bro. Yeah. Especially because of that.
Especially with his comments with the Jewish community. That was probably my favorite top. That was like my top two.
Like, bro, they could have fought back.
Yeah, it's a short.
It was number one, Taylor, when he fucking booed her off stage.
Lana?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was number one.
Yeah.
No.
Fire.
Hey, you. I seen a clip of him doing backflips and shit at a movie theater in
Brooklyn. Kanye?
Me?
Nah, Taylor Lautner. Oh, like,
nah. I didn't know how to do backflips.
Nah, but in the, I probably heard that.
Bro, they were roasting him. They're like, this was just trying to get a job, bro.
The movie theater?
He's trying to get a job.
That man alone. I don't do his thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time to pivot. Wait, no, sorry, go ahead.
Do you like a lot of artists that make beats, or it just happens that those are your favorite producers?
I guess I like, I love creativity, bro. Like, I love when it's so, like, what's the word? Like, I love it when it's unique, bro. Like, I don't fuck with a lot of music like these guys do. Like, it's just, it's super, like, similar. I don't like that shit. Like, I really like to hear different stuff. And there's some different stuff out here, and I'm like, I don't like it. I don't know what it is, dude. It's just some stuff that I just really fuck
with. He's a hipster.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Johnny, if something's, like, moving, it's up the charts. Johnny's like,
No.
If it's low as fuck, though, like,
he loves Nav, but his new shit that everybody hyped up, that everybody loved, he don't like it.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I like
that's probably his hottest shit. And I like all his albums prior, and I like, it's just very, I really, really like this
Nav.
One.
Nav is hard as fuck.
This newest one that he dropped.
I slept on Nav. I haven't heard his stuff since, like, 2021, I think. Did he drop that year?
Yeah, he probably did.
He dropped during the pandemic for sure. He had a song pop.
No, he did. But I don't remember.
He drops a lot.
He does. And he does good. It's just, I feel like he brings on all his homies on his beats, and they just kind of fuck it up. Like, he brings everybody on, bro.
Like, if you all see his homies album, are in jail, bro. Leave that man alone.
But if you see his last album that he dropped, I forget what it's called, but it's like The Waves or whatever it's called. And it's just a lot of artists I don't even fucking know, but I just feel like he brings all his homies on.
Just a bunch of nobodies.
No, nice thug.
The worst thing, I hate when they do this on a song. Like, let's just say there's three artists or four that you really like, and they'll put like a fucking whack ass verse that just slows everything down in the middle, and then like your favorite artist is at the end. And it's like, bro, what the fuck?
Oh, okay. Like give us an example.
Like Yosemite. Like Yosemite, how he got fucked up in the end.
The National Park?
One with Travis. Because if you remember, he did that song with Travis on Astroworld, and he was super lowered his voice.
Parker? Oh, you're talking about the end. Nav?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They did him trash, bro. They did it on
purpose. Hey, the memes that came out that were funny as fuck, though.
They were like, he was recording it like this, and so he sees his forehead in the picture
or
some shit.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit. There's no way that shit got approved, like, without knowing. Like, they knew. Like, come on, bro.
I don't know, because Travis rushes his shit. Like, they're still fucking mixing it, and the album drops in 6 hours. So it might have just been, like, a slip up.
Whose album was that when they were, like, the producer was in the car? Was that Travis? The producer was like in the truck with the Wi-Fi, like getting up all the beats like last second. He's running in with the laptop in his hand. He's just like in there, like, and they're rushing to get the album up. Yeah, like, and he's doing like last finishing touches on it. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I heard the story, but I don't know.
It was an artist. I forgot. I saw the whole. It's a documentary. They have a whole documentary about it.
I do remember hearing
it. It's a whole fucking. It's an artist just going in the car. He's like, nah, you got to bump in the car. I got to know what it sounds like in the car because everybody bumps in the car.
That's facts, though.
And so he's like fine tuning it. It's a producer documentary, yeah. I believe. So the producer's like going in.
That's usually like a test. I've heard producers say that they do. Like, obviously they listen to through the studio speakers, the monitors. And then they'll go in the whip, and then they'll also do like the AirPod test and shit to like make sure it sounds good in every single thing.
So also, by the way, that song that he was working on became a hit. I forget what it was from.
Oh yeah.
So it was like it was
Sicko Mode.
Yeah. it might have been.
Was it Young Thug?
I don't know. Can you check that up, Jamie?
It might have been Young Thug.
Because I know that there was a producer who worked with Young Thug, and he was like, Young Thug wanted him to like mix his beat a certain way. He was in an Uber, and the dude was like. He ordered an Uber to do the car test, and he told the Uber, like, yo, can you just, like, drive around the block while I listen to this shit?
It was.
I was like, bro, that's fucking hilarious. It's like the dude literally got to hear the probably a fucking banger before it came out and shit. And he
that's
was
mixing funny. It. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's mixing mastering. That's what he was doing.
Yeah. Shit's lit. They just be doing that shit in the car.
Yeah, because the album was supposed to drop that night in like 30 minutes or some shit like that.
What? That's how I used to do a homework and shit.
Right?
Mommy driving down the block, like, bro, I gotta finish this diorama.
Do one more
whip. Yeah, yeah. This fucking California mission isn't gonna finish itself. that was, why did they make us do that dumbass project?
I have fucking no idea. I was like,
mission. I'm on a mission to get some bitches.
We said it. We said it before.
I'm trying to go to heaven, but yeah.
We said it before with the day before going to like Walmart to get the three-way fold project board and shit.
But that's true too, because I used to be doing it in the car. Yeah, I used to be doing that in the car. Some my math homework and shit.
Then your mom's like, "When is it due?" Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Were you good in school over there?
Up until high school, that's when I got lazy. But I was the worst, bro. I barely got into like two schools, and then I went to San Bernardino just because it was like right there. But it was tough, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I was a lazy ass student.
Yeah.
College was worse though, because I was like paying for it and still being lazy.
Damn.
But
paying for it, or your parents were paying for it?
Nah, well, it was the government, bro. But I'll be honest,
Shout out Biden.
Yeah.
That's better than they paid for it. Still wasn't out of your pocket. Because when I was going to college, Obama's. It was out of my pocket, and I still wasn't trying. I was like, what the fuck am I doing, bro?
Yeah.
You look good though, bro. So.
Thank
you. Yeah, they, yeah. Dude, they were, I think I was one quarter away from them putting me on like academic probation for the school.
Really?
And I was like,
no fast food.
Yeah. I had to talk to my older sister, and she was like, she gave me the talk.
No, she'd be on it.
So when a man loves a woman,
because my parents, they're
the birthday.
Not that talk. She was like, your parents immigrated here for that shit just for you to fucking drop out. And I was like, fuck.
No,
I got my shit together.
They tried to make it beat.
They tried to guilt trip me like that, and I was like, "Yeah, they fucking did."
Nah,
I wasn't a good student, but I still graduated. C's get degrees. That's facts. But staying cool, don't do drugs.
Hell yeah, I put that on a fucking tagline. Bro.
That shit probably so easy now because of ChatGPT. Yeah, shit's facts. Fucking cakewalk.
Not only that, but a lot of classes are online now, bro. Like, I asked my brother, like, I was like, "Can you come with me to do something?" Oh, I was like, oh, never mind. Yeah, school, huh? He's like, it's online. I was like, damn. Like, literally, all his classes are online. He's home all the fucking time.
Chilling.
That's cool. So the drug dealer becomes a doctor, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Nah, he's cool, bro. He's cool. Don't worry. He's chill about it.
All right. I ain't never take out no kidney before, but I got this shit on YouTube, so.
he has a YouTube video while he's working on you.
All
right. Yeah. Oh, he
pauses. Well, hi, what's your name? I'm going to call you Steve.
And then you remove the liver. Oh, fuck.
But make sure you don't tap on it.
I'll pay the operation before. It's okay.
Say that first.
Now, I wanted to ask you, so while you were going to school, because you've been pretty like public about it on your social media, your weight loss journey. Mm-hmm. Was that while you were going to school, or was that after you finished school?
It was during. It was. I wasn't losing weight maybe my first 3 years of school.
That's when you were gaining weight?
For sure, bro. Yeah. For sure. Look.
What was the bad habit? What's the bad habits?
What's the fattest you've ever been?
The bad habits, not the fat habits. I guess it's the same shit, right? Yeah.
They call them fabbits.
You didn't hear Johnny's like, nah. He's like, I've been gaining. Johnny was like, me too.
I don't know. I mean, just eating late, eating, overeating, junk food.
Yeah.
Not really like
delicious.
Giving my digestive system a break.
Delicious.
I was just eating all the time, bro. Like I still eat all the time, but for sure bad habits. I mean, just not doing anything. Like I think so. My weight loss journey started like during the pandemic. I know the exact date too. It was August 29th or 28th of 2020.
Yeah, so it was an impact on you for like you to remember the date
for sure.
Yeah, what pushed you to want to start? Like, what was your like breaking point? So you're like, fuck, I need to fucking
get a good look in the mirror. That's mine.
It wasn't even that, bro. Like, honestly, with the whole time I was big, I was never looking at the mirror because you know that, like, you just don't want to face reality. Mm-hmm. And that was me. Where I faced reality and I was like, fuck, I kind of had to make a change somewhere. I was just bored as fuck on a Sunday. I remember seeing a jump rope that my younger sister had bought and never used. So I started using it, and 10 minutes in, I was fucking dying.
And?
Like, huh?
That's a long time.
10 minutes.
Well, bro,
it was.
The jump rope is like the hardest fucking cardio you can do. So
jump rope is tiring as fuck.
Yeah.
It was a 10. What's
I did 10 minutes, and I mean,
he's like playing Snake.
he's not even jumping.
Mousetrap.
I don't even know what I was doing. To me, it was just embarrassing. Like I was 21 and I couldn't do 10 minutes of jump rope, bro. Like, come on. Yeah. These motherfuckers in my age scoring goals for Real Madrid. Like, I think I could more. There's something more that I can do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just that was just kind of embarrassing. I was like, fuck it. You know, tomorrow I'll do it. Maybe I'll get it down. And that just turned into like an everyday thing from that point. But there was like a lot of things that kind of like led up to it. Like just the whole being in the pandemic every day was repeating itself. Just like
I think everybody gained that pandemic weight.
Yeah. For sure. I have a picture up on my Instagram from June 2020 where I was probably at my heaviest. I don't know where I was like my heaviest weight because I just didn't want to like do it. So when I started, I just started working out. Like I was like, I don't need to know my starting weight. I just want to get comfortable with myself so that I could just face the scale. So I think I started jumping rope and that's all I did. I was like 10 minutes. My goal was always to get to like, it's been a long time, maybe 50. And even that was tough because like, I was like probably 360, 370 at this point. And just imagine all that just hitting your joints.
Damn.
This shit's crazy. I don't know. Like, if I could, I would like try to walk in that weight again just to see what it's like. But just imagine that you're like jumping rope on all your fucking joints.
With like a weighted vest and shit? That's what you're referring
something,
to?
Like a sumo suit or something.
I think you're good with the weighted vest, bro. Your
fucking spine would collapse.
Yeah, yeah, huh?
You want you to come here on your back?
Yeah, just doing that. I didn't like know about just eating right or any like
same.
You know, just kind of the diet side of the thing. I thought it was just more just get to work, and it was working. I mean, obviously it was better than what I was doing, because what I was doing was just during the pandemic, what fucking Warzone was popping, just playing Warzone with the homies. And I started smoking during the pandemic because it was so easy to just get like what I think it was a plug and play, the weed vapes. So that's all we were doing. My first time getting high was during like the first day of the pandemic. I hit that shit.
The first day.
Fucking playing the most.
There's a virus.
And be careful with your lungs.
Low air just gave up.
Yeah. I said, fuck it.
I'm sick of this.
Oh, for real, huh? Shit,
done.
First thing they said, be careful with your lungs. I'm going
to
try smoking.
They were like, people who are prone to get the disease are people smokers. Low air was like, smokers.
Not me.
So, dude, I was looking at myself in third person playing Warzone. I was so fucking high.
But do you think the bad habits started like at a young age, or was it like 2020?
Nah, I mean, my whole life I've always struggled with my weight. I had a cousin who was also big around my age when he was still big, but he lost the weight in high school. And I've tried losing it in the past. I think my thing was it wasn't fast enough.
Yeah,
bro, I fucking sat 2 weeks doing D25 or like P90X. Shit wasn't working, and it was because I was eating like shit.
But you were hurting though, huh?
Oh, fuck yeah. Bro, so I never liked working out in front of people. I just thought it was like, I don't know, maybe I'm too self-conscious of it. But now I don't care. But before, I wouldn't even work out in front of my parents, nor did I want them knowing I was. Because if I didn't lose the weight, then they'd be like, well, what the fuck, fool? Like, you didn't even come through with that.
Yeah.
And
it's like, and realistically, they weren't going to do that shit. It's just in your head, right?
Yeah,
I don't think your parents. I don't think your parents are like fuck that. No. They'll be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. No más son inventos. But so I would do it in my room, and then I would like lift up.
Imagine the your parents fucking bullying the shit out of you.
Roll this.
Johnny, don't imagine on.
Yeah, roll this one to the other room.
Just today.
They don't call you fat though, Johnny. Do they?
For sure, they.
Your family.
They did.
My dad was for sure ruthless. I mean, not like where he would fucking just do it, but he would say some shit like, damn.
Look at this
like,
beanbag. Yeah.
My boy, I'm your son. I'm your son.
Yeah. Dude, what's up?
¿Cómo estamos?
Wait, I don't know why she said, never mind.
So what are you doing now?
Your mom's been mean to you, though. That was like, that.
About your weight, really?
My mom's a bully. Mom's a bully, bro.
No, she's not.
But I throw it back. What do you mean, no, she's not?
Your mom's a sweetheart.
So what are you doing now that changed? Like, the way you're working out, your diet, or what is it?
It was the diet.
What do you mean now?
What I eat?
Yeah, what do you eat?
I eat anything I want, but just in that space, and then don't eat for 24 hours.
So you're fasting?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I've been saying this shit. That shit works.
Because all losing weight is, in reality, is calories in, calories out. Doesn't matter how you lose it, how you're getting the calories. I mean, as long as you're burning more than you're consuming, you're going to lose weight over time.
So are you counting your calories?
No.
Just because, bro, just stop eating.
Like, here's the thing. I'm already going through the mental struggle of like, fuck, I can't eat for this long. Like, I don't also want to eat clean, because then it's like, fuck, I gotta eat fucking chicken all day. It's nothing against chicken.
Wait, bro. Yeah, well, that's cap though, because you be posting on your story all the miles you run, so it's not just you eating clean. You be running your ass off.
Yeah, I put the work in.
I think there's a misconception with eating clean and eating the right amount of calories, because you could eat like for me, right? For example, I'm eating in a calorie deficit, so my goal is 1500 calories, but I could eat 1500 calories of pizza, you know what I'm saying? And that's still a calorie deficit.
It depends on what I I guess would want to, my angle is, so like when I was cutting weight, I didn't, my ideally I just wanted to get under 200. Mm-hmm. And when I got to 190, I was like, oh, I could get to one. It was never enough. I always wanted to lose weight. My lightest was 175, and I still thought I was fucking big. I was like, damn, I could get to like 150, fight Canelo or something.
Yeah. Fighting Canelo is what? Oh, you got it. You just lose the weight. Yeah. And they're like, all right, go in.
Sound like Jake Paul.
It's like Jake Paul just said that shit. Like, I could just fight anybody, bro, for a show.
Could even beat Fury.
Nah, I mean, the reason why I work out a lot is because I want to lose the weight fast. Bro, my after May 2021, I was working out twice a day. So just for what my workout is I wake up early, like 4, just so I get that shit over with. 1,000 jumps from the jump rope. I'll do 100 push-ups.
1,000?
Yeah.
Every day?
And then right now, that's all I do. That's it. But I'll do it twice a day. Before, when I was like...
Was that only?
Twice?
Okay, I'm trying.
2,000 jumps?
I'm trying to cut, yeah. So I'm telling you, that's why I'm like... For me, it has to be extreme and it has to work fast. If not, I'm gonna fucking fall off in 2 weeks, bro. Not lose the shit.
Oh, so it's you still have that thing for when you were younger where you're like, it's not working fast enough. So I'm putting in double the work so I could work fast enough,
bro. Yeah. So imagine intermittent fasting and then counting your calories, bro, like that.
Yeah, that's I did that in August of last year, bro. I fucking cut 20 pounds that month. I went from 216 to what, like 190 or something, whatever the math is there.
94.
I fucking felt like dying. Like I was literally like, I would lean over to do something and I was lightheaded as soon as I stand up. Like I didn't like that.
It's just kind of lit though, huh?
Yeah.
You be trying to hit. Yeah. You'd be standing up to get a high.
It was lit because it was work.
Didn't you hit the pen?
Nah.
Nah, because it was lit.
Even it out.
It was like proof that my shit was working, bro. I was like, fuck yeah.
It's like bittersweet.
Yeah. I'll be standing up too fast just for the fucking high, bro.
I'm going to pass out.
This shit is
working.
This shit is a rush.
What I noticed a lot of like fighters and shit on Joe Rogan, they're like, oh, I work out in a fasted state. And I'm like, damn, let me try it. And working out on an empty stomach compared to working out when I eat before, it's like a way different energy and shit.
How so?
Joey D is not a fighter.
Huh?
Joey Diaz is not a fighter. You shouldn't listen to him, bro.
I said Joey Diaz? I meant Joe Rogan.
No, I know.
Oh, because he's
not in his guest, yeah.
I fucking love Joey Diaz.
Doesn't Joey do jujitsu or some shit?
Fuck,
he be punching the back.
No, I think he goes to like training, but he's obviously ass.
It's not kung fu, it's kung pao chicken.
To answer your question.
That's the only Joey come through. Yeah.
It's the way you feel. You're just lighter. You don't feel as heavy. Your body isn't like... I mean, for me, I've noticed it. Like, my body, when I'm working out, I fucking, like, we want to run, my fucking stomach starts hurting because it's like, yo.
Like your core?
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's just like my stomach. Like,
oh, shit.
You just ate food. What are you doing?
Bro, that's crazy to me. Like, I remember when I was younger, we would literally eat dinner and go to soccer practice. Now, if I did that shit, bro, like, there's no fucking way in hell.
Brother, for me, like, I've always been a fat ass, right? But when I was younger, I was able to be skinny because I was playing soccer, right? And it's something that I just realized not too long ago. I was like, bro, like, I'm eating the same, but I'm getting fat now. And I was like, oh, yeah, my mom would fucking make flautas. I'd fucking stuff my face. I'd show up to practice, run laps, and every single practice.
You would throw up?
Yeah.
Even as a kid?
As a kid. Well, like, when my mom would make something bomb, like flautas, like fucking putting the crema and the guacamole, you know, that shit would be fire. And, like, I know, like, fuck, I have practice. I shouldn't eat too much. But this shit's bomb as fuck, so I'm gonna eat too much.
Te hartas.
Yeah, and I'd show up to practice with like a full ass stomach, bro.
Heartburn.
Yeah, so like when shit that my mom would make would be like flautas and enchiladas. Those are foods that for sure I could not control myself. And I show up to practice just fucking throwing up, bro.
Nah, I was complete opposite.
So like, you're saying
I
could, if you throw up, you lose weight?
No, I was running the calories, bro.
That's what Johnny took from it?
Yeah, I think it's form of eating disorder. That's what's gonna do it.
So what would you say at your heaviest you were at 370?
He's guesstimating.
Yeah, because when I officially stepped on the scale, it was after maybe 2 months of just consistent jump rope, maybe November, December. I weighed 335. That's the first number I saw. And my genuine reaction, because I was already in the mentality, like, I'm going to cut this weight. It was like, fuck, at least it ain't 400, bro. Like,
and man, that's a crazy.
And it's just real, bro. Like, once I faced that number, it kind of got like, it was scary. Like, I was like, fuck.
How much have you lost since then?
When I was at my lightest, the total was like 130 pounds. I got 35 down to 175. And I started my cut August 2020, and I finished that cut November of 2021.
What's the biggest difference in like how you feel that like per se from losing all that weight? Like, what do you feel like that's different?
My mental state.
Yeah.
I'm more like confident in myself. I'm more like I'll try to just be kind of like,
you ever walk by a mirror and you go like, I'm a baddie?
I used to. Now I'm kind of dude, at 175 yeah. I was like, holy shit, my boy,
put the work in. Fuzzy like Ice Spice.
At the same time, I was letting my hair grow out and my beard too, so it was just coming in. I remember my youngest Nancy was giving me hella shit because my shit was bad, like looked like pubes. Yeah. But it was all, it was like a lot of it, it was everything until like culminating into one, like graduating college, doing the weight loss, all that got my confidence up. But it's for sure my mental state, because before it's like, dude, you all you're really thinking about is like, fuck, no one, like no girl is gonna fucking want somebody like that. I mean, this is all in your head, obviously. Like, no, you're not gonna be able to like fucking do certain shit with others. Like the fact that I couldn't jump rope 10 minutes kind of embarrassing to me, at least. So I mean, yeah,
just bro, I lost 5 pounds like from last week to this week to get to fit into my shit for the wedding, and my back stopped hurting.
Your back stopped hurting?
Yeah, yeah. My fucking I know, because I was arching. I was in my girl's pussy. I was arching my back. I was arching my back.
Why are you arching? Yeah, because I was somebody was beating it from the back.
Look, I don't like to. I don't like to give up. I don't like to give up tricks like of the trade.
Somebody was clapping your cheeks while you're eating your girl. Yeah.
Hey, that's kind of hot, bro.
That's cute. That's
not, yeah, but like my lower back just stopped hurting, bro. Like it stopped. Like if I just felt like inflamed the whole time, you know, and like it just feels good to not be in that type of.
You can tell your confidence is good though too. I've seen all your Instagrams and I'm like, this motherfucker feeling himself.
He drop a pic a day.
Look at all these pics.
What's your weight at right now?
I'm walking around probably 200 to 215. The reason I say that range is because sometimes one day I might eat a little more than the rest, and I weigh myself and it's like, oh shit, you shouldn't have done.
You gotta find the balance, right? Like you can't, obviously, to be like at 130 is pretty unrealistic to stay there unless you're like a fucking fighter.
You
gotta find your happy medium and shit, like where you're like, all right, I don't look like shit, but I also I'm eating the things that I want.
Yeah, for me that range is like 180, 180, 190. Because I remember doing the push-ups, I was like, damn, bro, this shit easy now. Like at 175.
Yeah.
But one thing I hated about losing the weight was that fucking you skinny motherfuckers are cold all the time. At least I was fucking freezing, bro.
Low key, I do be
bro,
cold.
It was like August, summer, fucking hot as shit. I was like, dude, I need sleeves. I need like a sweater. I wasn't used to it.
But I must have been the only skinny motherfucker with high blood pressure. Never cold.
I was trembling. My friend's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what's wrong with you?
Like a chihuahua and shit.
It's cold, bro.
Yeah.
No, but
that's dope, bro. Congrats on that. That's just fucking. That's a huge achievement. It's like people don't. It's hard, right? Like
a lot of you bitches better be watching, right?
Chill, bitch.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Nah, Dreams likes to fuck with y'all a lot,
I think.
But I mean, remember, like, I do struggle with this. Like, we'll say a lot of fucked up jokes here, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they are jokes, but people do struggle with their fucking weight, and you, the way we want you to see it is like, we're not laughing at you, right? We're laughing with you. It's like it's use it as motivation to. But it's like, use it as motivation.
You don't care. We're just laughing.
Because we all know, know firsthand, it's like when you are bigger and shit, that comes with negative implications, right? That affects you mentally. That affects you in so many ways in one, right? Like Johnny loves to be like, because he'll be like, for anything that he says, right? Like he'll be like, oh, I'm sleepy. Right away, we are like, oh, we attribute it to like, oh, it's because you're this weight. It's like, no, bro. It's not everything's just because I'm fat.
Yeah.
But it does. But it though. Is. But it, a lot of things do happen to you because you are bigger. You just don't want to fucking
like you say
come to terms with it.
If you're overweight, bro, and then like you're trying to sleep and you can't because all that fucking weight is on top of you, right?
Yeah.
Like you're gonna be waking up in the middle of the night, and now because you woke up 4 or 5 times and you can't sleep in the middle of the night, well, guess what? You're gonna come to the podcast and you're gonna be tired.
Exactly.
So
like, it comes with a lot of negatives, and that's why.
Yeah.
You never. I don't know.
But you know, at 20, like as someone who like weight fluctuates like a motherfucker, because my weight like just fluctuates, you can tell when you lost 20 pounds. It's easier on your joints. It's easier on your knees. It's easier getting up. It's easier like just trying to lose weight and drinking water will go so far just for you, just individually. Like it doesn't matter. Like don't look at the scale for 3 weeks and exercise at least once a day for 30 to an hour and drink a lot of water and see if that doesn't make a difference. That's it.
And mentally too, because I'll be a fat fuck playing FIFA and I'll be fucking pissed, bro. Just anything. Or my girl will talk to me, I'll just be in a bad mood.
Just
right?
Hit her.
Yeah, I'll hit her. I'll hit her like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Oh, but my fat jokes won't fly. That's some bullshit.
But they fly, bro. What do you do? We do them all the time.
But then I'll be like fit. And like shit doesn't bother me as easy anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's just like mentally, I'm better just because I feel better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You what is it? You feel good. You look good and shit.
Yeah. You feel good. You look good.
With that being said, you dating any girl over 200?
All right.
Hey, chill out. Would you?
Wait, could you be biased to that? Or does that count as being biased and shit?
I'll be biased.
Nah.
No,
yeah, and I'm gonna be honest. They'll probably get canceled. That shit, my bad.
I'm not dabbing you up for that shit.
Hey, look.
Here's the clip.
We love pizza dough, just not our women.
I put the work in, bro, to lose that shit, I'm definitely not gonna go and target someone who like ain't actively putting the work in. Yeah. And that's more of a mental state, because I do now believe like you kind of have to be in the right mental state to lose the weight. And I mean, shit, dude.
Facts.
Yeah, that's just me. I put the work in, bro. Like I'm gonna go.
I'm sure. Like if. Do you go to the gym at all, or you just do everything at home?
Nah, I do everything at home.
And you run and all that shit too, no?
Mm-hmm. By the way, Johnny, I do all that in Crocs. I heard that episode where you were shitting on them.
Yeah.
Literally lost all my weight in Crocs.
That's true.
You're running in Crocs?
I ran 100 miles in Crocs in June.
That's crazy.
Damn, he's
I need a sponsorship.
That's Timothy Turner right there, bro. That's crazy.
I don't know what it was. I think I was just started jumping rope in it, and it was like comfortable.
Man, you a dog. You a Crocker Spaniel?
Yeah, damn.
You a Crocker Spaniel?
That's Crocker Spaniel right here. Nah, it probably felt good on your feet too, huh? When you're jumping. Or at least on your palm of your feet.
When I was running, third week, bro, I could not just get up and go run. I had to like warm up now because my knee started to hurt and my shin was hurting. Like, it's for sure from the shoe.
Yeah.
I got to go get the hook, the H shoe.
The hookahs or...
Yeah.
Hookahs, buka de pepos.
I like hookah. I've been a hookah.
You like a lot of shit.
That's dope, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, but I mean, I just do stuff every day that I like just make sure my mental state is right. And working out is that. Just no one can tell me shit when I'm working out. I'm just right there chilling. I'm losing weight. When I'm actively trying to, like, there's times where I'll just eat like shit but still work out because I don't want to like gain and undo.
What would be some advice you'd give then to somebody who's
fat,
who's listening and
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's bigger?
I think it's just more like assessing what works for you or what has worked for you and just combining a lot of things. So I think a really good thing to do is the intermittent fasting, because as a bigger person, you're always eating, you're always actively, like your digestive system is always working. So if you give it a break, it's like, all right, thanks, like you'll feel a little bit better. Maybe 2 days your inflammation will go down, like you'll have a little bit more energy. So I would recommend for sure looking into fasting. And start light. You could do 12 hours, 16. For me, my sweet spot was 18 hours.
Damn.
And the way to look at it is like, can't eat after 4 p.m. I could eat until, or I don't eat until 12 the next day. So my eating window is 4 hours. That's 20. You can do 12 to 6. So for sure, the fasting, and then just, I mean, you have to work out. Like, that's number one. So I would just say, if you're not a gym goer, like, you don't have to be. I did this shit in my garage. That's probably the same size here, just jumping rope.
This is a studio, bro.
What was your vice? Like, what was the one thing that you're like, I'll tell you, bro, mine. I gotta eat that.
Double.
Yeah. Tell us your order. Say the order.
Yeah, the double. I mean, from In-N-Out. Oh, it's for sure. It's a double. Let me get no onions, cause no onions on that grilled.
I want extra onions. Chiles. On that,
I want grilled onion, chopped chilies, baby. No
chopped chilies. Let me get that. I would get 2 of those. No fries.
No fries?
Can't.
No, give me 2 of them with fries.
Mm-hmm. And a shake.
No, let me get his fries.
Mine would be a fucking...
You can have my fries.
Mine would be a 4x4 with animal style fries and a shake, bro. Mm.
Let's go right now or what?
Chorazo right after.
Good.
Let's go. Yes.
But I mean, honestly, all I would eat for my meal, because if you look into the carnivore diet, it's like all you eat is fucking protein and you can't eat carbs, but I mean, I'm going to eat some carbs.
Shout out Rogan.
Yeah, exactly.
Rogan fanatic right here.
Yo.
Me?
Dude, he's
carnivore. This food. He's carnivore diets.
He knows.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
I was just trying that. It's like, I fucking love eating pollo. Pollo asado, just buying it like every other day and cooking it right there. I never meal prepped because I'm not a fan of that 3-day like chicken. That shit is ass.
I love that.
Uh-huh. That's all I do.
You love,
all
I eat.
No, he's.
You fucking love meal prep?
Yeah. Chicken, breast, rice, and veggies for the whole week.
Yeah, but you don't love it though, do you?
You make it.
Oh, I don't. I'm not a. I was just telling this. I think to Johnny.
On the third day, I'm gonna throw it away.
I'm not a food person like that.
But I'm still gonna eat it.
I don't love food. I just eat it because I know that I need it. But But what I, when I do like food, I eat a lot of it though. That's the problem. So like I force myself to eat like during my lunch. I have the discipline to eat my lunch, my meal preps Monday through Friday, but on Saturday and Sunday I'll eat whatever the fuck I want. Like,
I'm mad as fuck on the third day, bro. Like, this is gross.
Lalo would eat it and he'll be like,
fuck, let me DoorDash some shit.
He'll be like, fuck this shit, and he'll eat it. Like, he doesn't care to me. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, bro. And then again, you keep saying chicken, but like when I meal prep, I don't fucking meal prep chicken, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Eat chicken, bro.
I'm fucking meal prepping. Like, my favorite thing to meal prep is pizza, like loaded nachos. Pizza
in five different containers.
I loaded nachos, so I'll get the Quest chips. They're high in protein, low calorie. I'll get the Quest chips, and I'll make a 97.3 ground beef, and then with the low fat cheese, fat free cheese, and then I'll get the yogurt, the 0% fat, mm-hmm. and that shit's like 60 grams of protein and like 400 calories.
So like,
and
exactly,
it's not chicken at all.
Exactly what he said. But add like 6 Pop Tarts to that. And there you go. That's my meal prep for the fucking week, bro.
Ooh, I already told you guys my meal prep.
Yeah. You don't.
It's the double chopped cheese. Chopped chilies with the onion.
I was at a Subway, I guess. Give me 6 sandwiches for the week.
Hey, y'all sell Lunchables?
I'm prepped, right?
Yeah.
Or Chipotle.
No, right? I think, like I've said this shit before, just stop eating fat ass. Like everybody, you know?
God. I mean, yeah. Honestly.
Everybody, like, even if you're skinny, just stop eating.
I'll get a beef jerky.
I can
though,
get behind that. Just you know, and stop making excuses.
Yeah.
Hey, beef jerky.
Just chill on your eating. It's because our portions here are fucking crazy, bro. Yeah. Like legit. Like when you go other fucking countries and shit, they fucking. You're like, bro, this is what I ordered.
It's small as hell.
Yeah. Y'all eat the other half, or
the portions over here are insane. Ono's insane, bro. Like, am I feeding a family of four with this? What the fuck?
Why are you guys rationing? What the fuck?
Johnny's like, nah, bro, I'm getting something healthy. What'd you get, Ono?
Okay, I thought that shit was
it's
healthy.
Chicken.
Can you swap out the cabbage for extra mackerel?
Hey, extra mac in the hell yeah.
Everybody did, nobody want that fucking cabbage, bro.
Let me get 4 extra scoops of that macaroni.
Yeah. I feel like
that spam musubi,
that's just good. I feel like that was my problem, that I would eat and I was like, I was eating like every, I'm supposed to eat this and this and this, so I'd have breakfast, lunch, fucking dinner, you know, whatever the fuck, like and then I would eat at night too, so it's, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah, but
dude,
was it past tense?
Huh? There's a lot of ways to curb your hunger too. You drink more. There's you could drink more water. You can like,
that's temporary though. When I drink more water, it'll fill me up for like 5 minutes, and then I'm fucking hungry.
Drink more water. Cold water.
A lot of times when you feel hungry at night, it's
chewing gum.
It's just dehydration.
Love it. Drinking coffee. Coffee curbs your yeah, especially if, yeah, some Starbucks and that milk. Chorro, fool.
But I feel like it has to.
If you're intermittent fasting, though, you can't chew gum.
Shut your health and fitness ass up, bro. Like, I'm trying to get some chopped chili. Spitting.
It's zero sugar gum. You don't know anything.
The way I curb it, though, I just ignore it in the DMs.
Yeah.
What?
Everybody stay quiet.
What do you say?
I just ignore it.
I cut him.
You curve him. You know, like you're like, I'm too cute for you.
Yeah. No, but like, what was the joke, though?
I think you curve it, like, you know, like, the way I curve these bitches. Like,
oh.
This is gonna make jokes.
Like, I'll just stick to the camera.
Nobody in your fucking DMs.
Yeah,
Loera, who's your favorite producer?
No, I do want to know something though. Worst producer. We've already agreed it, but I don't know if you want to get back into it.
Let's do it
real quick. But favorite producer tags.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh. Moses.
From a producer.
I like DJ beat. Mustard's. DJ Mustard's Mustard? Fire. It's like Mustard on that beat. That's like iconic. Know.
Bro, yours is sick, bro. That's what I wanted to tell you. I was like, the how does it go?
Como tocan los tambores, lo era.
There's that one, and then there's the Échate Una Buena one.
Yeah. Échate Una.
Yeah. Shout out to homie, bro.
Hey, I was asking, who did it?
That should be sounding like a sneeze, but I love it.
My boy Mario.
You're going to have to cut him a check, fool, when you blow up.
Bro, real shit, I talked to him the other day, but I was like, hey, if this old Jeezy shit come through, I'm going to talk to you, fool. But. That was my thing. I was like, if I could have gone and used like a voice tag.
You just cut him out from that song?
He's about to sneeze. Your tag.
Bless you.
Yeah, bless you, by the way.
Bless you, bro. Bless you.
You were saying Mario, homie?
Yeah, the homie Mario. I don't know. He just said that shit like once, and I was like, wait, I like that. Like, let's get that take and just redo that take. But yeah, he came through. We did that shit. Like I was saying, during the pandemic, FaceTime call. I said, hey, can you just record voice tags? So shout out to him. He came up with that. Before, my other tag was like, I just paid some girl in college. I was like, hey, can you say my name a certain way? Recorded her, and then
she's like, what the?
And she was with it.
I have a boyfriend.
She did it, but yeah. I was just like, in my head, like, if I ever met, I would want like one of my homies to be like, oh fuck yeah, like I'm on that song, because it's not just me, it's like me and the homie. So
yeah,
that's why I wanted to do it with him. Plus, he wants to be a voice actor. But
oh really? Yeah. No, that shit's hard, bro. For sure.
Yeah. Imagine they tell you, "Hey man, I like your beat, but can you kind of cut out that guy's voice? Like, can you change it up?" Damn,
you know what my favorite tag is? Is Pierre, you want to come outside? And
a top one for sure. Yeah, yep,
good. That brings me to like a special time in my life.
Jungle Beats. Shout out to what's his face before he went on Playboy Cardi before he went on whatever he's doing now.
In New York, I'm really rap. Had it in my stuff.
Just ass now.
I like Benny. He has one. I don't fuck what he's doing, but he has one fan base. Just strongest.
Oh, wait, too. What? What's going on with that?
Playboy Cardi. Well, he just switched up and started doing his own different lane.
Oh, I thought you meant like some cancel bullshit.
Oh, no.
I'd be the last motherfucker to know, bro. Know. And then all of a sudden it comes out, yeah, bro, you can't like 12 Planet no more. And it's like crazy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but did you want to get into some of the spooky stories that we got?
Yeah, actually, but real quick before we do that, I just want to say, are you guys tired of paying a lot of money for ads?
No.
Yes.
Or maybe, you know, maybe you can't afford to pay like for a billboard or a fucking ad, right? To be on, you know, any type of, you know, something significant, right? Like a Facebook ad or an Instagram ad.
It's on the LLC.
Well, we're here to surprise you guys because we are now on what's called Holler Baby. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Holler Baby.
Yeah, the great thing about Holler Baby is you get to pay us whatever our rate is, which right now currently is $25.
Holler.
And in 10 words or less, you can hit us with your small business ad that you maybe want to run, and we say it right here on the podcast. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be a small business in the sense of like a, you know, like maybe you got a taco business.
It could be your OnlyFans.
It could be your OnlyFans. It could be. It really could.
Or
it
your birthday. On your birthday.
Or yeah, you want to wish your friend a birthday. That is the podcast.
Or you want to talk to Laura's homie Mario, so you could do a fucking producer tag. Exactly. Here.
Or it could be like.
I just don't want to complain.
Or it could be like your YouTube channel or anything like that. So if any of you guys want to go ahead and hit us, the link will be in the description for our Holler Baby, and make sure it's 10 words or less. You give, obviously keep it clean, keep it respectful. If it's a shout out or anything like that, or for any promo you guys want, make sure you guys hit us there, and we'll be able to have it here on the podcast. You can hear your ads for anything or your shout outs here on the podcast.
And if you don't want to do it clean, I'll read it.
Yeah.
So just remember, Holler Baby.
Yeah. Oh shit. Damn, we hit that shit with Laura here. That's crazy.
Holler in your crazy.
Holla baby.
You're part of an ad. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, you made it. You want to check when the shit comes through it?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, I like watching.
Alright, cool.
Big fan.
Alright guys, as you guys may know, on the Tuesday and Thursday story, that's where we go and interact with you guys, the fans. Mm-hmm. Lately, since it's been spooky season. We long ass move.
You just let me rock though.
But it's been spooky season.
Mm-hmm. This whole month.
Sorry. So we've been trying to ask you guys about any of your spooky experiences, and as you guys may know, you guys may DM us directly, or you guys have been leaving us voicemails at 909-547-5546. And so right now I think we're gonna get into some of the voicemails that you guys have been sending in, because we haven't been doing them, but we're excited to hear some of them. So hopefully you guys can scare the pants off us.
Ooh, I like that.
The pants. Whoa. All right. What is this bitch?
The dude. I'm just calling because I saw this number on Instagram and I was curious, and I have a 5-year-old, and I was like, all right, fuck it, I have time. She's in the shower. So I was like, all right, cool.
Go watch him.
You guys are the fucking best. Ponte las filas.
He's drunk.
Oh, fact. That was not. Yeah, by the way, spitting facts, but that's not a scary story.
What'd she say?
We're the fucking best.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Go take care of your
kid. Thank you.
Your kid's in the tub.
Thank you, but that's a more of a Holler Baby type of thing.
That's $25.
By the way, make sure you guys go and click on the Holler Baby down in the description. Baby.
You can go to Zella's.
Okay. I don't know if you guys are still accepting stories.
We're not.
Oh.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
I was maybe about 10 years old, my family and a bunch of my tios and tias lived in the same house out in the country. Damn. And, you know, the country's all deserted, just fucking corn mazes and cows as my neighbors.
That's brilliant.
And I think I was staying home one day, sick because I wasn't at school. And my tío, tío Angel, he didn't go to work that day. I don't know why, but he was sleeping in his room. So I was just watching TV, and my mom was cooking, and tío Angel was sleeping. Tío Angel came to the living room. He woke up all angry, saying to tell my little brother Chiqui not to go into his room when he's sleeping. I was like, what do you mean, tell Chiqui? He's like, well, yeah, like, tell Chiqui to stay here. Like, I'm tired, and he keeps trying to tickle me. He's giggling in my room, shit like that, moving shit around. And I'm like, well, do you want to Chiqui's at school? Like, Chiqui's at school. Like, what are you talking about? And then his face went, like, white. I remember his face. He's, like, a darker guy. And it's just, like, he went, like, three shades lighter. And I was like, bro, this dude on crack or something. But then he was like, bro, stop lying. Like, fuck. What are you talking about? And then he was all spooked out. I'm like, bro, this fool just drunk or something. So then that happened. Later that night, he went back to sleep in his room. At this time, everyone was in the house. My dad was sleeping in his room. I was sleeping in mine. And then que Tijuana se despierta, iba al room de my dad and my mom. He wakes up my dad, and he's like, bro, like, turn on the heat. It's freezing in my room. Like, and my dad felt him, and his skin was, like, ice cold. But then he went to the room, and it was, like, fine. It was, like room temperature. I don't know. So then, like, little things would happen, like, the next year in that house to him, only him. He just came from Mexico, like, maybe 2 years before that. And then
tell that for the bring I don't know why
he just wanted to go back home. So he went back home to Mexico and in Jalisco.
Long story short.
And maybe a year later, my dad got the news that his brother killed himself. He wanted his, no one knows why. They just found him in their childhood home. Aquí, ya, pues ya, porque es que ya todo muerto. Todo ice cold.
She gave
That's
us.
Your uncle.
RIP. My tío.
What the fuck?
Alright,
I don't know.
See, this is another one of those like holler babies.
Thank you.
Just say you want a shout out for your dear uncle.
Nah. Thank you for calling in. That's crazy.
And recipes for your uncle.
That fool was getting followed by some shit then.
Yeah.
You believe in any like negative spirit shit, Laura?
Just fat bitches, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Come on.
You keep
even
making
though, even though earlier I, clip it. Even though earlier I said nah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I've never had an encounter, so I can't say that they do.
Yeah,
but shit sounds scary, so I don't want to believe in that.
I think there was like a time where my my grandma, she was living with us, and we were still kids, right? And one day, like I woke up, and like it was, we're getting ready for school and shit, and she comes out and she's like, "Hey, like you guys need to stop playing like in your guys' room. Like we hear you guys when you guys are like you guys are pretending to be asleep or whatever." And we're like, what the fuck? We're asleep. What are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, like I hear the toys. Like we used to have a basket full of toys and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Like I hear the toys. We hear you guys playing in there and like moving stuff around, right? And we're like, we don't do that. And she's like, well, I don't know what it is, but you guys need to stop. And I'm like, oh, whatever, crazy, fuck that. Crazy ass lady. Mm-hmm. And one time we had stayed with my tía. We had stayed the night over there with my cousins and shit, and as a sleepover, and. She was like, she didn't know. So she walks into the house and she's like, it's late at night, like 9 o'clock at night. She's like, they should be in bed already, right? And she starts hearing like the noise of like toys and shit. And she goes like, what? Are they really playing right now? Like they're supposed to be asleep. Like what's going on? You know, so she goes, she walks in there and she doesn't see anything, but she sees like some of our toys like on the floor and shit. Mm-hmm. And since then, like my brother was sleeping in my room. Cause he got scared.
Yeah, I'm out of here, bro.
He's like, I'm not spooked. So I'm gonna be spooked.
It's just Toy Story, bro.
Yeah,
fuck that shit.
The scariest type of ghost is like the kid, bro. Like the little kid ghost.
It's always the little kid ghost, bro, that creep you out the most.
Yeah. I remember telling the homie before we were hanging out one time. I was like, hey, when you look in the rearview mirror, like, don't get scared when you see that little girl just sitting there, bro. The whole ride home, that's all I was thinking about. I was like, fuck, what did I say? Why the fuck did I say?
There's a couple times where I gotta hit the double take on the back seat sometimes. I think I saw a figure, so I look back and I'm like, hey, yo, what the?
Good. I'm gonna do a double take. I'm like, no.
Hell no, what the hell? I gotta make sure no one's back there.
Nah, but that shit's crazy.
Fucking Chucky traumatizes us.
You think maybe her uncle was schizophrenic?
It could have been.
You know?
Yeah, he could have been.
It could be that. Or it could also you getting haunted.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was following you. Like, what's the beef?
Yeah, like
follow you all the way to Mexico.
Well, there's like entities or whatever they that they call you? that actually do follow you around and stuff.
It's like brujeria shit.
Black magic. Yeah, I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you see? Mm-hmm. I know you like soccer. Did you see the shit about Neymar where they were showing like Peru fans stabbing where he literally tore his ACL?
Are you serious?
Black magic. Yeah, I saw it yesterday and I was
like, they've been doing that shit every year because every year he fucking.
Well, what does that mean though?
Like, it means that shit might be real. Because they stabbed, so they were just doing some ritual chant and then they had a doll that looked like Neymar and they literally, with like a big sword, stabbed his like knee or something and were like dancing, like celebrating it. In that same game, he tore his ACL.
Someone needs to do that shit to Travis Kelce because that motherfucker tearing me up and fucking.
Damn. Nah, he's kicking my ass. T-Swift, he got everything to play for now.
Yeah.
He's fucking done.
Either do it and take
that 2x4. All right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Are you guys Give me that long back ass video.
Yeah. Yeah, shoot it.
I mean, the next call. Sorry, not video.
Shout out Taylor. Mm-hmm. She put Kelce on the map.
Make sure you hit us up on Holler Baby.
I didn't know who he was before.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
But that guy plays football.
What's up, y'all? I got one for y'all.
Shoot it.
I lived in Colorado in a house. This house was supposedly built. Like on an old gravesite where they buried Native Americans and stuff. No one ever thought of it. We all thought it was bullshit, but whatever. And growing up, it started happening like in elementary, and it happened all through high school, and I never thought nothing of it, but I would wake up with scratches down my back every morning. I always had scratches down my back. And sometimes it would hurt like hell.
Freaky ghost.
They were deep.
Damn.
And I never thought nothing of it. I never told my parents or nothing. Mm-hmm. And one weekend, my parents had family over from another state. There was like six of them.
Damn.
And two people stayed in my room. I had to sleep on the couch. And we all just heard one, somebody started screaming like crazy in the basement.
What the
fuck? And when I got up, one of my mom's cousins was running up the stairs. And she was crying and screaming and saying somebody grabbed her. And
is he saying this story through a tornado?
She showed my parents her ankle. And yeah, it looked like somebody grabbed her, but it looked like it almost like burned, you know, it was blistering and stuff.
What the fuck?
And she said somebody pulled her hair and stuff.
Damn.
And one of my mom's other cousins was sleeping with her. There's two girls. But she slept through the whole thing. She, like, never woke up. She came up, like, probably 15 minutes later because she heard everybody. She didn't hear nothing. Just this one cousin. And yeah, it was wild, bro. Nobody thought of nothing. Nobody ever thought nothing of it.
Such a Mexican response.
After that, I was like, oh, you know what? Fuck that, baby. I ain't sleeping there. So I switched rooms. I feel like Johnny did. I moved out into the room next to that one. And, yeah, it was wild, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fuck you, Gazelle. Texas all the way, baby.
Fuck you, too, homie. Pull up.
Oh, why is this for recording this shit in a snowstorm, though?
The storm today.
It was either that or he had a seashell right next to it.
Yeah,
you know when you hear for the seashell right next to you,
the magic conch. Yeah,
damn.
You know what? That's crazy because you don't even realize that you'll have scratches on your back until you take a shower.
Yeah.
So like that must have been one thing. Like you just fucking taking a shower and you're just like, what the fuck? And then you go and you try to look in the mirror and you got a scratch on your back.
And you're like, that put in work last night. Yeah. That cat fucked me up.
Shout out my Theo.
And then you think, but nobody was here last night.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know. My brother used to get scratches like that randomly. But also that was doing some crazy ass Jeff Hardy shit too. So I couldn't even tell.
I don't know if that was
like
random.
Are you fucked up because of this or because we got a ghost in the house? We had some ghost stories.
Aren't those strong? Like the strong ass ghosts too?
Yeah.
Like if they can do like physical damage because those motherfuckers got a different type of power.
Yeah, they have Verizon. They got that 5G.
They got 5G, baby. Yeah.
The Verizon ghosts?
They got the Ethernet.
Yeah.
These fucking 2023 ghosts are different, bro.
I was in a room and I heard skiing and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, nah, bro.
Nah, I've never been hurt.
I've never heard of no cholo ghosts or like a thought ghost.
But it's gonna happen like though, because
gangbanging.
If you notice, like the ghosts that people have seen, it's
awful.
They're like old, right? I've always thought this. Like, what about the future when there's ghosts of like our time?
Yeah, it's Britney, bitch.
Yeah, like have you seen that? Like these ghosts of back then, they have like a fucking outfit and a top hat and all that. How about the ghosts in the future are gonna have like fuck bitches get money?
They're gonna have fucking chains and shit. Yeah,
skinny jeans.
It's clothes that you die with. So imagine that you die with a stupid ass shirt.
My tattoos are my story. they have the Kanye glasses on.
it's some bitch ghost with a romper and she's going
she has cargos and a fucking skunk tail. That should be lit.
Oh no, you down. All you hear is stomping downstairs.
Yeah, relationship
that shit makes sense.
It's giving haunted.
You guys used to run that look for show.
Yes, sir.
The squad back.
I still want to bring it back, bro.
I'm still waiting to see a ghost with a rat tail, bro.
Bro, dream shuffled at the homegirl's wedding last night.
Shout out Alicia. Thank you for inviting us. We didn't get to talk about it, but we'll talk about it probably on the next pod.
I got one more story here. That's it for me.
Okay, so here's my spooky tale. I was about 12 years old, I was raised my whole youth by my grandpa, and unfortunately when I was 12, he passed away. I remember that for a few, I want to say 2 weeks, my parents made me sleep with them because I thought I was going to kill myself.
Oh, damn.
And when I finally got access to, like, just being alone, I remember I was doing some homework, and on the fishbowl reflection, I swear to you guys, I saw, like, a figure, but I was really calm. Like, that was my grandpa standing over me watching. So I turned back right away. No mire nada. There was no one behind me.
Fuck.
And then I looked back at the bowl, and it was normal now. Like, I could see the rest of the room. And I was just like, oh, damn. He was just here with me. Please, that's my spooky tale. Thanks. Bye.
Fuck. Bro, that's way scarier to me.
When you see a loved one, huh?
Yes, bro, 100%.
Like, get out of here.
Like, if I see some random motherfucker, like some dude that used to be homeless or some shit, like, I don't, it does nothing for me. I'll be like,
yo, oh. Abe Lincoln ass on my house, bro.
If you saw your fucking abuelita, no, bro, I'm done. Get me the fuck out of there.
Imagine it was someone that you didn't like, though, like your grandpa. What the fuck do people do to get rid of you? Fuck.
Nah, that hits way harder,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. What the fuck?
And I heard, like, when people first pass away, it could also be like your mind playing tricks with you and shit because you're just thinking about that person or something. I don't know.
That's true. There's sometimes where like I hear like a voice like it and it's be like my grandma and I'm like, you're dead.
Oh no, that's weird as fuck. I remember the week that my grandpa passed away. I had a dream of him and he like said bye to me and everything. I thought it was crazy as fuck. And it was at his house and everything.
That's pretty common. I've heard people say that. Crazy, like,
and then your question is like, was that a message or is that just in my mind? Like,
yeah.
My mind doing it, you know?
And I had a lot of dreams of him that week with that. That was crazy.
That'd be sick though to like chop it up one last time.
I did. I remember that was freaking crazy.
Pipe your ex. She can't even dream. You have a wet dream.
Why is your ex dead?
I don't know. You tell me. No face, no
this
case.
This is your.
No face, no case. I'm not talking about my ex. I'm talking about exes in general.
In general.
Yeah. Sure.
I do have a crazy story to tell you guys, and I want to know if you guys believe it. I want to believe it, but it sounds kind of wild to me. But I don't
sounds
know.
Sounds like what?
Like wild to me?
Wild. Oh, wild. I thought you wild? Said like something. Wow.
Long story short.
So it is short. So my sister's boyfriend at his crib, they have somebody that lives in the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking vieja. And she'll pay rent, whatever the fuck, but she like doesn't pay rent now. But they don't want to kick her out because they truly believe that she has like brujeria. And people that she's had like problems with, they've died. Like after they have problems, like die, right? And this is where it gets fucking crazy. My sister's boyfriend, his fucking name is Hector. So Hector's uncle, he's over there a lot, right? So he went to the back, to I guess he was peeking like through the window, and I don't know why, but he was peeking and he saw her fucking he saw her and she opened the door, and I guess like she didn't expect him. I don't know what, but she came out and she had chicken feet.
Yeah, she's making dinner.
Yeah, she's making dinner, bro. You guys judging her over dinner?
Not in a bowl. But
she's just doing Loera's fucking meal prep.
And Hector's like, he's not like a loud guy, and you heard him scream loud. And they're like,
you should be trying to find out she got that chicken head.
I don't know. But I guess he said that he's never heard him like ever be like that, and he was like tripping out, like, what's wrong? Like, she had fucking chicken feet.
She's from LF, and fool, they love that shit.
And he was like, she is a witch and shit. He's like, no, they're like, what do you mean chicken feet? They're like, she had chicken feet, dude. Like, legit. And That's
not that crazy to me, bro. That literally just sounds like
you have chicken feet. That's like some chocolate. Wait, people eat that shit.
Do you mean like she had
chicken feet? Oh, I thought you meant like chicken feet. Like no, put that in a bowl. You're making dinner.
That's what I thought you fucking. That's
like, well, say that. Say like she had fucking chicken feet.
Johnny,
4 feet.
Johnny, I understood you.
I understood it too.
That's you did?
Yeah, when you were like,
I was making my meal prep. That's normal.
I misunderstood. My mom didn't make a pig
feet. No, bro, chicken feet.
Like, what do you mean though? Like,
this is a foot, like chicken.
Okay, but what do you mean?
Prosthetics, bro. She's missing her limbs.
But no, but here's what I'm asking. Were they actually feet of a chicken, or were they just in the shape of chicken feet?
Like actual feet, like of
were
a
they deformed feet?
I didn't ask that.
So she just deformed me. I made fun
no,
of it.
No, yeah. No,
you can say that.
He said chicken feet, like a chicken, like a boil,
like an damn, animal.
Yeah,
like
an animal.
Like she had claws and shit.
Yeah.
Her feet were just like this.
And
that's literally what her feet
I've heard that she. I think that's what her feet look like.
But
that's all. Like, why though?
If I was a witch, bro, my feet cannot look like no chicken
facts,
bro.
Dude.
But, I'm a witch. I don't care. We're in 2023.
Well, I've heard a lot of shit that has to do with like. It's like a curse and shit with them. Like they have shit like that. Like, whatever.
Her OnlyFans will go crazy. Really,
hey, all the girls are into this shit. What does that
that's
mean?
True.
And I was like, for free?
A lot of these bitches be brujeria, bro. It'd be brujas and shit because they got fucking frog backs, too.
Unless you got a foot fetish, you're like, yo, send me a pic of your feet.
Oh, my chicken. God. Chicken.
Never mind.
And dinner?
I didn't ask for what you're cooking.
That's a fire story, Johnny.
And never mind, Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Stop sending me that shit.
That shit is crazy.
Chick-fil-A reward.
Hey, imagine she gives you a face and well, what's your dinner? Chicken. This guy's butt hurt.
That would scare you though.
He said, "Hey, I'll fucking I'll ask him the real story so I can send it to you guys."
I want that.
He said that he screamed loud as fuck, and that's the reason that they haven't like kicked her out because she hasn't paid rent. But they're scared that she's gonna put like some voodoo shit on her.
I want that bitch to lay egg on me.
I blow that fucking house.
And I guess
up.
Somebody she had beef with had a lot of money, and they died, and she somehow got the money, so she's like balling.
Oh, she rich?
Yeah.
Then pay rent, bitch. What the fuck?
That's what they're saying, but she doesn't want to.
I'll light that whole side house on fire, bro.
She fucked with it. She just tied chicken feet.
No, but that's how
side?
You get rid of them.
The witches? Chickens? You put them on fire?
The witches, you get.
You can just drown chickens, bro.
You put them alive.
Drown them.
You gotta drown her?
You just gotta twist the necks.
Drown it.
That's at the Salem witch trials.
Yeah, and then the.
That shit was legit.
The bar, right? Didn't somebody just fucking find that in Poland, right?
Yeah.
What?
A butch that they buried?
Yeah.
Poland, I think.
Yeah.
With like a little bar on the throat and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They just unearthed that. Wait. Like Poland, I guess there's a witch.
Or
someone who they thought it was a witch. It's recent. They just found the body. It just found like the.
Like
the
a
corpse.
Mummy.
They found the corpse. Yeah. It was just like a big ass rod over the neck. And it's just like everything else.
Because back then they thought witches
you know?
For everything.
And wouldn't you know? It wasn't a witch.
But that's crazy when they start talking about that, and there's this not really a theory, but they kind of hypothesize and shit that a lot of people that believe that they were like the people were witches, it came from like mushrooms, because they'd pick like a lot of the fucking their food and shit, berries and all that stuff, and that they would eat mushrooms that they didn't know at the time with like had these effects of hallucinogens, right? Mm-hmm. And so people would take them, and then they'd be like, oh, like you're a fucking witch, bro, because at the time, you know, that's the scariest thing that your mind could conjure at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of these people were just falsely executed off that basis and shit.
I'd say most.
Shout out Joe Rogan.
There's not even playing.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
There's a theory with what do you call it? Fuck. With the Bible,
God.
Too.
With God.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like saying basically, what did they do? Like salts or whatever? They would basically hotbox the church that they were in. Damn. And then they had visions and shit, and there's theories that that's what created what we call God,
religion,
like our religion, like the Christianity and shit. Because they found places where like for example where Moses found like the Ten Commandments, where these kind of like they talk about, you know, they talk about in the story like the burning bush, mm-hmm. that it may have been like salvia or something like that, like that they were burning and shit and having these visions of
they're on a good ass
things,
one.
Right, bro?
That's obvious, a team.
They were like Loera there in 2020, bro. Yeah. Playing,
they're like
playing zombies and shit.
All right, first commandment. Itch me when I wanna.
That's exactly. Fire. You got it. I can't wait till you wipe clean like the whole God thing, and then we just go to the Ark. We all just make Harry Potter, the Bible.
Yeah. What if that's true? Like, what if that like one day like we're on the brink of extinction, and then people like from future generations only find that.
The big thick books.
Yeah.
Damn, this must be important. There's a lot of them.
And he's just like,
oh,
no.
Hey, but guess what? We got this on Blu-ray.
Hey, who's the author? Who's the author of Harry Potter?
J.K. Rowling.
Hey, and then that's the new God?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Get on it, J.K.
That's
Rowling.
The new Jesus?
Yeah. That's what J stands for in J.K. Rowling. Jesus K. Rowling.
Jesus King? Yeah. Jesus King? That's crazy. Oh, my God.
That's fire.
We cracked it, bro. Shut Hell up, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I think that's all that we have for this week.
Wait, I wanted to do a...
Exposing Johnny?
Yeah, kind of.
Johnny? Let's fucking go. Yes.
All right.
What'd I do?
Y'all thought y'all weren't getting one this week, but y'all, Beto came through.
Nah, well, this one isn't really exposing Johnny, but in my friend group, I have a Johnny.
Oh. What does that mean?
Like, I have
what does that mean, Johnny?
Handsome.
Yeah, so I have a friend that...
Gets pussy, huh?
That's kind of like Johnny, right? And I went to work out with him. I'm not going to say his name, but we went to the gym together.
Did he have chicken feet?
Almost. But I had the dumbbells, like I was doing a bench press, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, bro, never mind. I was like, what? He's like, nah, you're gonna laugh at me. And I was like, bro, just tell me. He's like, I'll wait till you finish. And I was like, all right. So I did it, and I finished, right? He's like, yeah, so like when I was a virgin, bro, like I was down bad, right? Like I was just
that's a way to start
at the gym.
Yeah, he's like, I was just mad horny, bro, and like, you know, like I hadn't gone ahead, like nothing, bro. I was just mad horny, so I was driving by the street and there's a homeless right there, and I put my window down and I was like, hey, how much? And she's like, fuck you, I don't do that shit. And I got embarrassed and I drove off. I was like, bro, that's fucking crazy. You asked the homeless how much.
But also, how much?
Well, hold on. I don't think Johnny would do that, though. I think your friend's on his lane in his own.
No, I didn't say this was something Johnny would do.
No,
Johnny of my group.
I do dumb shit, but I don't solicit people for sex. I hope you know that. That's something else. That's not Johnny.
But that's because you get bitches, bro.
That's because you DM.
Hell, bitches.
You know what? For all of November, make sure that you guys send in your stories of your Johnnies.
For 25 bucks.
For on holler, baby. Holler.
10 words or less, please.
Well, that's true, though. I want to hear some of the stories that people have, because people have their own Johnnies in their group. Mm-hmm. So if you have a story, you have a story about something about the Johnny in your group, make sure you guys send us a DM.
Okay, I do have an exposing Johnny.
Or you call us. Save it. You call us at 909-547-5546 to leave a story about them that maybe is too long for a DM. So thank you guys.
And also, if you guys are looking, if you guys are an artist out there and you guys are looking for a beat,
yeah,
and you guys like what you guys hear in the beginning, make sure you guys go into the description below. We have Loera's fucking links all there, so you guys go purchase one of his beats and get the good shit. Pay for the good shit.
I do.
That way you don't copyright strike us.
I do have something to add to Beto. I'm gonna expose Beto real quick.
Oh, because this motherfucker, we're ending it.
Exposing Beto.
Watch. Hold on. No, fuck that.
Let's end it. All right, go ahead.
So to add on to his last week's exposing me, hey Beto, you want to tell him what the fuck you did?
Yeah. So last week, Johnny brought the bottle of Buzzball and he left it in Lalo's fridge. He's like, don't forget it. And I fucking forgot it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I left it in Lalo's fridge. And then so then I'm on my way home and I remember and I was like, oh, fuck, Lalo, can you take it to the Halloween party so I can give it to my girl? He's like, yeah, I got
you. He left that part out.
Left what part out?
So I can give it to my girl.
Oh, whatever. And
so it's important to the story.
Oh, okay. So I was like, can you take it to the Halloween party, right? He's like, yeah, I got you. So so he took in the ice chest because Lalo showed up with an ice chest full of like alcohol and shit. And but also Johnny had bought one for Kitty, right?
Yeah.
So there were supposed to be two at that party.
Yeah.
Mine and then Kitty's, right? So then we show up to the Halloween party. There's a Buzzball being passed around, the Halloween one, right? So in my head, oh, that's Kitty's, because Johnny told me, oh, yeah, Kitty asked me to buy her one for the Halloween party, right? So there's a Buzzball being passed around. In my head, that's Kitty's. The whole time, right?
Meanwhile, we're fucking up.
I don't know this story.
Yeah, so then,
I don't know this story right now.
So I'm fucking drunk as fuck, and I go, oh shit, yeah, Lalo, did you bring it? He's like, yeah, bro, everybody's passing it around. I was like, fuck, so I didn't even get to give it to my girl, bro. Everybody was just drinking.
Technically.
Yeah. She's not worth it.
You did. She drank a shitload of that shit.
Yeah, well, she didn't drink a lot of it, but.
Surprise!
It got passed around. Everybody finished it.
Yeah, it was okay.
That shit was pretty good, bro. Shut up.
You'd be off the bus.
So Beto had called me. He was like, bro, I fucking forgot the Buzzball. I was like, what the fuck, bro? I was like, how are you going to come at me and say, I forget it, and then you forget it too? That
shit was funny. Twinsies, se pega lo.
Damn, it's rubbing off on you.
Fuck.
Se pega.
We can't hang out anymore.
Gotta be careful, se pega.
With that being said, I want to thank Loera for being on the episode.
It's hell yeah.
Pleasure to have you
for having me.
It'll be a pleasure to work with you soon. You know, we'll probably get something and collaborate on it. But that being said, November 15th, I was gonna say Monaco. Woodwork drops on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, all of that stuff. And also make sure that if you guys want a shout out from us, from any of you, maybe a small business, a YouTube channel, or maybe, you know, it's just like a shout out for a friend, for a wedding, for a birthday, make sure you guys hit us on Holler Baby. It's only 25 bucks. Only 25 bucks. And in 10 words or less, just make sure you tell us what it is that you want us to say. And we will say it here on the podcast for your promotional purposes.
Yeah, we'll try to get them early in too. We'll try to get those early in that way.
Yeah.
It's, you get it right off rip and you get it. Yeah. Money's worth it.
And you know what? I want to say, give a shout out to my family, my friends. I want to shout out Alicia for inviting us to your wedding. We really appreciate it. Alicia. Beautiful. And beautiful. Osman. Medina.
Crazy.
Shout out them.
Shout out Osman.
We'll be able to talk about the details probably in the next episode, because you know we had Loetta on and we wanted to, you know, it's his episode right now. Yeah. So thank you, Alicia, for inviting us on. Thank you for everybody that we saw from there, from these people we haven't even seen from high school.
Yeah. Years, bro.
Long ass time, and it was fun to see you guys. It was a fun time at the wedding, and I want to thank my girl, my family, and friends. And with that, I'm done my shout outs.
And John, I want to give a shout out to all the boys that are here with us, and a big shout out to Loera, and just hit him up for all the beats, and to make sure you subscribe to my channel, Jet Fueled. And big shout out to Alicia as well for inviting us, and everybody that saw us on Natalie, Sean, and then a big shout out to fucking Table 8, the hypest table at that fucking party. And big shout out to my friends, and that's about it.
Damn.
All right, I want to give a shout out to my girl, as always. Shout out my girl. Go follow us on Instagram. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're so close to 500.
Let's go.
And shout out all the truckers.
Damn.
Fucking truckers. A shout out to her as well. Please, if you guys are an artist, please fucking go hit up his line, man, because
you hear the fucking art that we spit in the
heat, bro. And then like anybody who fucks with us, anybody that supports us, because at the end of the day we're not paying him anything for shooting us the beats and shit. He just does it for, you know, obviously for the exposure, and we like to pay him back with like actual people fucking hitting his lineup. Okay, so yeah, go into the fucking description. It's gonna be all linked up. Shout out to Danny Doughboy. Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, bro.
Next time, that's a holler, though. So,
holla, baby.
Holla.
But yeah, no, shout out everybody who fucking tunes in week in and week out. We appreciate the fuck out of you. Shout out my lady. Shout out my family. And yeah, man, we appreciate y'all. That's it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to Laura again for always fucking with the vision. You fuck with me since the fucking FIFA videos, and then you stuck all the way through. You always, you know, you surprised with beat packs here and there. I would say about 50% favorite part of the every time someone meets us, like it's like our first initial people to when they first click on here is your beats with us rapping over it, and it took a lot of people's favorite things. So it's like, thank you. Like it's really appreciated. And you know, make it a fun time over here, especially getting new beats and hearing them and getting excited.
It's always dope to be like, oh, Laura sent the new beat pack. Hey, let's go.
Every time they says that, bro, I gotta go and yank it in the bathroom real quick so I can just get my energy out.
The first thing we do when you set the beat packs, we all sit here and listen to all six of them that you drop.
Like it's like a new album release
together. Yeah, we bring the group together, we just start listening to it like this.
Drake, ooh.
Hell yeah, bro. No, but for real, thank y'all for having me for the opportunity to, you know, even fuck with my shit. But for sure, we're gonna lock in. We gotta get some music going. I wanna shout out my boy Mario for creating that sick ass tag.
Mario.
Let's get it. If y'all need tags, tap in. I'll
get all your shout outs, bro. That's
it. Short and sweet. The one.
You wanna throw in a tag?
My boy Mario.
You wanna throw in your tag?
Oh, the Loera.
Chate
una wey. I can't do it.
That's the homie.
That's the homie.
Mario, bro.
Yeah, shut up.
On that one.
There you go. Hey, man, she got to read. Yeah, so that's all your shout outs right there, bro. On your tag, obviously,
If you do like any other beats you hear on here, they are on YouTube. You can look them up, rip them. I don't care. I will come after it, though, if you do it the wrong way. Or if not, just hit me up on Instagram for the beats. That's pretty much it. Yeah, shout out my mom, my dad.
Hell yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, facts. So shout out all the homies. Shout out Lisa again, and Osman. Congratulations to both of you. Wedding was fucking beautiful. Talk about it more next week. Shout out to my family, obviously, as always. Shout out to your family. We all know them. But shout out to your family. They're all amazing fucking people. Shout out to you for being here again. Shout out to
recorders.
Recruiter. Shout out to Brianna and Beto. I kind of fucking forget. Shout out to Maple Alley. Go, obviously, go subscribe to that. Go subscribe to Jeff Jude. He missed last week, but he'll make it up. Subscribe to Wolf Logic and all that.
Holler, baby.
Yeah, $25 holler, baby. Go get that. If you made it this far to my shout outs, do me a favor. Any fucking rapper that you like, any fucking artist that you like that you think would go hard on one of Laura's beats, tag Laura in it. Go follow Laura and go tag him, because that would mean a lot.
Yeah. That's facts.
Yeah, shout out to everybody again. My family, my girl, with that, we out.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.